There'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
When it comes to wardrobe.
Well, you look like you're wearing a nice button-down shirt.
Nobody's noticed. My pants are so gay. These, I swear to God, are the gayest pants.
Well, right. I thought they were regular jeans.
No, they're not.
You didn't look carefully. Hold on, big finish right here. Hold on, big finish.
We are going to be tight today. Tight as Sally Field. Tight as the flying nut off. You know, we were almost tight.
Almost. What is, I'm staring at your pants now. What's the problem?
You would have to come over to see. Okay. I went on this thing for Lent 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to eat any more junk food.
Right.
So I haven't done that.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, just like the nutritionist told me, mm-hmm. you know, exercise plus diet. I've only been doing the exercise part.
Mm-hmm.
The pounds are flying off me.
Good.
So here's a pair of pants that I had never worn before. They've been in my closet.
Right.
And I thought, oh. Well, look at this. Let me see if I can fit my big ass into these.
One of the great things about weight loss, you can wear clothing you haven't worn.
Bingo! My ass is in them.
Great.
Not until I'm walking out of the house today that my wife says, what do you have on? You have on bell bottoms? And I said, no, honey, the label says baggy.
Right.
This is what the kids are wearing today.
Right.
Come over and take a look at this, Mike. I know that you'll remember this from junior high days. Come here now. You tell me, are these baggy? Or are these like bell-bottoms? Right? They're so gay.
They are.
These pants are very gay.
That's what the youngsters are wearing.
Yeah, I know, but they look gay on me, don't they?
They don't look right on me.
They're shagadelic. There's something wrong with those pants.
You're a man that is on the other side of 35 wearing children's pants. That's what it is.
They're in my size.
They look like, it's like they're kids that have small waists, too. You know, I mean,
a kid that has this side would be terribly obese.
But they do create the illusion of bell bottoms, which you mentioned before. We both remember, and you do
and
too.
And I have a pair of Nikes on underneath it.
Right.
With these, look like clown shoes.
Are they dragging on the floor?
Yeah.
Like the kids? See, I hate that look.
Yeah, yeah. It's like my kid thought they looked great.
Because he likes those, you know, that Generation X kind of look.
Yeah.
He's a very gay pants.
I'm very uptight about these pants. Thank goodness, like I say, thank goodness I work in an environment.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for this, that nobody comes in and, like, murders us all. Because no one would be able to give any kind of a police sketch. Because I purposely thought that you were going to catch it when I got up to walk out of the office one of the times.
No,
today.
I figured you were just wearing jeans. You have to look down towards the bottom, and I'm always looking around the buttock area. That's the only area that I know. You know,
your best feature.
They do have a bell-bottom illusion, but on first look, it's that Generation X pant look that I can't stand because, the ones where they drag on the floor. Yeah. And
they get all dirty. I never even liked those when I wore bell-bottoms.
Right. I hated bell-bottoms.
I used to love bell-bottoms. If you want to talk about some gay pants, I had a pair of bell-bottoms that had stripes on them.
Oh,
you know, like Carnaby Street
right,
stripes?
Right.
Except the pants were gray and the stripes were orange.
There you go.
Wow.
Looked like some guy's prison outfit.
That was back, that's 70s wear.
Oh, yeah.
That's and I had a pair of burgundy bell-bottoms like they were of a knit fabric, like one of those polyester-type bell-bottoms with cuffs. Do you remember when the cuffs on the big super deluxe
groovy,
cuffs?
Baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, baby.
Smashing, baby.
And then big heels on my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Very sick.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
So if I sound gay today, it's because of these pants.
All right.
Yeah.
Hi.
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 Hey, you had a story about bell bottoms. Talk about bell bottoms?
No. No, listen, no thank you. Please, no thank you.
I just, is this a a great story. When I
no stories.
No. I'm so sick. When did this become the story show?
There's a guy.
No, go write a book. Go write your memoirs.
That's the side.
No.
See? And when people call with a joke or a story, they will not be denied until we hang
no.
up.
No. Yeah. No, I'm putting a ban on stories.
Stories.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Beverly in Reno.
Hello, Beverly.
How are you guys?
Great, thank you.
Well, you sound like you're dressed real spiffy today.
Spiffy.
Very gay.
Spiffy, you just betrayed your age there by saying the word spiffy.
Oh, I'm probably older than you.
Yeah, I look like a retard in these pants. Really, I look like I'm the kid that never graduated high school.
Did you purposely buy them longer? Because isn't that the way they're supposed to
look? You know, I'm the guy, have you ever heard that ad on TV where it says, would you buy a pair of shoes without trying them on?
Right.
Would you buy a car without driving it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening to that ad, and I'm saying yes. I've done it all. When I went into the store to buy these pants,
right.
I saw, baggy,
mm-hmm.
my waist size.
Yeah.
Why waste time trying them on?
Extra room. You figured they'd be roomy. You want them baggy because you wanted them roomy.
Right. I didn't need the bags down at the bottom by my feet. I need the bagginess around my A's.
I know. See, baggy is the style from the knee down. Yeah. Yeah, they're super baggy.
Yeah. Sucks.
But spiffy, as this woman is saying.
I might have to send somebody out to get me another pair of dungarees before the end of the show today.
Some regular Levi's.
Yeah. Or some Wranglers.
Wranglers. You can get Wranglers at Price Club.
Wranglers used to be a brand that I thought was real Kmart-y.
Yeah.
But now Wranglers seem to be hip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go figure that.
Where does Lee fall into that mix?
Lee is not one of your top brands, Mike.
Really?
The old Zodis.
I still like Levi's.
Yeah, Levi's kick ass.
Levi's are just consistent, you know?
They're good. Everybody else is a pretender to the Levi's crown.
Absolutely.
As far as your jeans go.
I think so, but you know, Wranglers may have been around longer than Levi's.
And I got your CKs. I got your CKs right here. They rip all the time.
Really?
Man, you just move your leg the wrong way and boom, crotch is gone.
Remember the designer jean era?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The Calvin Klein's.
Listen, even when I was very skinny, I still didn't have the body for those jeans.
No, I don't think most men have the body. If you're a man, then you're David Copperfield. He has the body for, like, Sergio Valente.
La, Sasson. Hello? Yes.
Well, Don and Mike,
yes,
I was going to ask if you could help me out here.
Of course.
Last week, I got on the show, and I was one of the contestants for the rent mortgage.
Yeah.
And you guys were going to send me tickets to Blockbusters, and our mailman sucks.
Honey, listen, ma'am, what do you think you're operating with here? Some efficient organization?
No.
You won it last week?
It's the radio gods can
no.
do anything.
Listen, look for that prize around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Really?
Yeah, that's if things are working well.
Yeah.
Come on, please. Speaking of the mail, I was telling you before the show today, you know, we had that discussion weeks ago about tipping, a Christmas tip for your mailman.
You got to tip your mailman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, my mailman comes today, and he's bringing cigars, and so he's at the door, and I said, is this your regular route? He said, what do you mean? I said, are you doing this? Have you been doing this, like, for a long time? He said, yeah, this is my, you know, occasionally on Saturday, mm-hmm. somebody else might do it, but this is mine. I said, hold on. And I ran upstairs, and I got my wallet out, and I brought him down a tip in cash. And I said, I know this is stupid.
Here's a wonderful $2 bill for you.
But here,
my name is Mike O'Mara.
It was a dollar, Don. And I said, here is your $1 for... No, I said, this is belated for your Christmas tip because my partner said, you got to light up your mailman. It's got to happen. And he looked at first when I said, wait right there. He looked scared, like maybe I was going to get a shotgun or something. And then he seemed to be very appreciative when I gave him the tip. And now I feel better. Now
you'll get all your mail.
Yes, I have peace of mind.
Right. Listen, it's well worth it, man.
As long as he lets the pornography through.
Besides, your mailman's out there dealing with all kinds of, people every day.
Oh, right. Sure.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he fights the war to get me my mail.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. Merry Christmas. I'm serious.
I gave it to him, and now next year I told him it'll be in an envelope with like a Christmas card, and it'll be wrapped properly. I said I will not forget again, but now that it's the first year in this house, and here you go. And he looked happy.
Always tip your mailman, and when you go to a restaurant, tip even if the service is bad,
mm-hmm.
because if they remember you next time,
right.
You're going to be eating some guy's snot,
so or Visine.
Yeah, right. Hello,
Long Ashes, fellas.
Hey, Don and Mike Show.
All right, wonderful. Say, the worst thing about these new jeans that the young vixens are wearing is you can't tell if they got a nice arbustos or not.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Well, now, listen, that would, if you're talking about jeans, how can you tell about a woman's arbusto through her jeans?
Well, I think he was...
You know, you guys got the camel toe action going on. You can tell.
You know what? Let's explain the camel toe. What am I missing there?
Yeah. I will show you what the camel... I will draw. Explain that to me. I will draw a camel toe for you, right?
Explain that to me, please. I'm so naive.
Let me give you a quick...
I live in the suburbs, you know, everybody.
You know, Don, if you hike them up far enough, you know, you got the little camel toe action going on.
All right. Well, I'm waiting for the diagram here from Mike.
All right. He'll explain.
I blew the picture. No,
come
I
on, we're not playing
it.
Pictionary. Come on.
Wait, hold on.
Come on,
on,
Alan, sir.
Right, hold on.
Now on his second drawing.
Okay. Okay.
Take your time. This isn't slowing us down.
Okay, here we go. That's the camel toe.
Hold the paper so I can see it. I don't understand
see,
your picture.
See, I know. That's why. I was trying to draw.
I don't. All right, listen. I'll take another call. Take your time and draw me a more elaborate
picture. Okay, I'm going to try to put it where it should be.
Like, don't you, Don?
Let me try this.
Apparently, I'm the only guy that does.
Buzz, you try it too.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you guys doing today?
Hello, great.
I'd like to talk to Don.
Yes, I'm here, sir.
Yeah, I was watching MTV earlier on today.
Yeah.
I saw all-time top 10 cheesiest videos. Pat Benatar, number 2, Love is the Battlefield.
And you want to hold me responsible for that?
No, I don't want to hold you responsible. I just wanted to let you know. I thought it was pretty funny. It made me think about you.
Oh, Buzz, hold on a second.
I think that sort of cleavage there,
yeah,
that's the camel toe, I think.
That's the camel toe.
Guys, I got to have a more specific...
Well, no, you can't get any more specific
than
that.
Can you explain it to me?
I'm going
to
need a camera and a volunteer.
It's the female genitalia.
I understand the female genitalia.
And that is...
Hold on, Buzz, bring me your picture.
All right.
I can work better with Buzz's diagram, Mike.
I thought I did a lovely picture.
Yours looks like it's from the Far Side or something.
Hold on a second. Let me see Buzz's.
Okay.
Well, Buzz is much more technical. But
right, I understand it more.
I tried to add a little artistic license
all right, now,
to it.
What you mean, but see, okay.
Did you ever see a camel's toe?
I've never seen a camel's toe.
Let me draw a picture of a camel's toe.
I've never seen a camel before.
Right.
Except for Joe Camel, of course. My beloved cartoon character that the government has taken away from me now. I love the adventures of Joe Camel. I'm still waiting for Mike to draw me the picture here.
There's a camel's toe.
Well, you just drew what a real camel's toe looks like.
Looks like a cow foot. That's the same thing.
It's a hoof.
It's a hoof.
Right.
That's what it's like. It's kind of like a hoof.
Well, I don't see a hoof anywhere here in this picture of female genitalia.
Well, that's because Buzz drew it like, you know, in two angular.
You mean, okay. Okay, so in here is...
Wait a minute. All right.
I will draw you a picture now.
All right, well,
okay?
I want to go back to my diagram, which I thought was better than
there
this.
There you go.
Frankly. All right.
There, Mike. Here's a real easy picture.
Okay.
Okay, there's that. And these are the around them, right?
Yeah.
Now, where's the camel toe?
You basically have to take that out of it, okay? You have to take the inner workings out of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's the outer shape that he's referring to.
Perhaps you've been with deformed women or something.
No, you don't understand the concept of the camel toe. It's basically the overall shape. It's the overall shape. And
you guys are nuts.
It's normally... Oh, God.
It's normally what?
Hard to describe in words.
Yeah, hard to understand.
It's hard to describe in words, but it would work best
on the radio.
Without there being any...
What?
Hair.
Well, Buzz drew one here without hair, and I still don't get it.
Well, that's because Buzz, work on a better picture. Like, a better picture without the real sharp angles.
Okay.
Try to use more of your...
Okay. Hello. Hello.
I'll try to do it, too.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi. Oh, the guy from Massachusetts, right? This is Matt?
Yep.
From Worcester, Mass.
That's correct.
And you called... Oh, you called because Pat Benatar, right?
That's correct.
Right, yes.
Also, I wanted to say one more thing.
She loved me, although she didn't remember it when we had her on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I wanted to say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to you do Dr. Homo, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just can't get over it. You sound so much like Al Franken did when he was on the interview. I just can't get over that.
Thank you. Someone called and said that they thought Al Franken was gay, but we don't think he is.
Anybody catch a little of that show last night, the suckiest show in the world?
Oh, my wife was watching it.
Oh,
but I was watching the fabulous Chicago Bulls-Indiana Pacers game.
It was. You know something? Some of the show was funny, but anytime our friend Franken was on screen, it really kind of...
Slapstick is not his deal.
No, he's too lazy to do slapstick, and it just didn't work too well.
I love watching Larry Bird. You know, he's a great basketball player, and obviously he's a great coach. That's who the Bulls are. Yeah, that's who the Bulls are playing last night. Was Indiana.
Come on, guys.
But he's just King Doofus. Larry.
He has that doofus look about
Larry
him.
Larry Bird, man. And they keep running that commercial for Gatorade at the very end where he looks at the camera and goes, I'm not singing. Yeah, they lost. They suck. Chicago Bulls rule. They are so good. I love watching them play.
They got Hello. Another championship this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're the best. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, one word.
Yes.
It's lips.
Okay, hold on a second. I just drew a diagram for Mike in which I wrote two words. I'm going to be very graphic with the audience. I wrote vagina, and then I wrote the word lips. And I was told neither was correct.
Wrong. But one last thing?
No, that's not correct.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
You got to say this about our show. We're all over the road, man.
I know, man. What's
talking that? About dungarees, Jack.
Talking about some...
Camel toe. Larry Bird. Michael Jordan. Montel.
Letterman.
Leno.
Mike Douglas.
Hello.
Have you seen that movie, Serial Mom? With Kathleen Turner?
No, not the whole thing.
No, well, it's like L7 band in there.
What?
A band called L7. They're like a grunge band.
Yeah?
They're in there, and they got on these pants, and the band they play is Camel Lips. And I think you may, or Camel Toe, I think.
Pretty good reference, though. So you're going back to a movie from 14 years ago that wasn't even a hit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. Radio really
only maybe only 5 years ago.
Hey.
But you're right, not a hit, though.
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner. Cold pork pie.
Cold pork pie.
Hello.
It's a baby soda.
Don and Mike Show.
Remember Valerie Bertinelli from One Day at a Time?
Of course.
She was camel toe.
Well, now how would you know?
Because you can see through the jeans.
Do you guys remember what I'm talking about?
That's the whole thing about camel toe.
Well, you guys got x-ray vision or something? No, what am I missing out on?
When jeans are tight enough, see, now what that first guy was referring to, you could actually make out the...
What, you could see like this line?
Yeah.
A big deal.
Yeah.
We used to call...
Big deal. That's all you're talking about? I'm just explaining it.
Yeah.
Why is everybody still caught up in it?
Because we're guys.
Okay.
And guys get caught up in stuff.
I'll go with you. So you think Valerie Bertinelli's got it?
She was the main one, man. We used to say you could hold an axe with it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, all right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, it's like the wedgie in the front for a girl, the camel toe.
That's the first perfect description.
There you go.
I don't know why you fellas are so wrapped up in it.
Because it's fascinating.
I have a friend, that's his favorite thing in life. That's his favorite thing.
What do you
do
with it?
That's the first place.
What do you mean, what do you look? Do with
well,
it?
You look at it?
Yeah.
Hell, I look at a painting, man. You know what I mean? You want the look.
You want those jeans to be off.
Yeah, like I said to my wife, honey, sit down. Let me look at your camel toe. Put on your tightest jeans and let me look at your camel toe. I don't think so, fellas. Okay.
I think it's more or less designed for, observances from strangers. Really, when you're just kind of, say, walking in a crowded shopping mall and you happen to notice that tight pair of pants. Doesn't have to be jeans, necessarily.
Right.
Hello.
Stretch pants.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, long answer from Sacramento.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, have KHTK is playing a promo that Bridget the Midget gets on the air and says, the only two guys that get me moist are Don and Mike.
I know that statement's not accurate.
That's right, it's false.
we may be on that list, but there's hundreds of guys on that list. That make Bridget moist.
And also, I got a 10.
What?
I got a 10 for you.
A 10 woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring out your wife.
That's beautiful, but how do you know about my wife?
Well, I'm just, every guy that's married to their wife, she's a 10, right?
Except all right, for, Rudy Martsky.
Right, he said that his wife is an 8 and sometimes she looks like a 6.
So your wife must be a 10, correct?
Yes, right.
Well, is that a 10?
No, she is. She has her 10 days.
Okay.
She has her 10 days.
Okay, we'll see you here in Sacramento in April, right?
Today she's an 8, maybe. An 8. She's coming in. She's coming in here for some reason today.
So is she going to do more decorating?
No, I don't know. She's coming in to pick up some papers or something. So we'll bring her in here. We'll rate my wife physically.
Okay.
Okay, boys, we'll have a contest today.
We'll see you in Sacramento in April.
All right. Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye.
In April. Oh, yeah, I think we're coming out there.
We'll rate my wife.
Right. Oh, turn your radio down, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Bueno or Busto.
Are you still drawing a picture?
No.
What are you doing?
Just drawing an eyeball.
Hello.
Hi, you guys need to have a contest.
I know, that's your standard picture.
That's my standard picture.
That's Mike's standard doodle, is an eyeball.
But I was doing variations on the camel toe.
Hello.
For whatever reason, I don't think about it that much, but I'll tell you, since the subject came up, I have just been obsessed of the idea.
We need a new pad of paper.
That was a total disaster.
Hello.
Hi, Greg from Stockton. You guys need to have a camel toe contest.
come on, please. Change the topic. Hi, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, I've got another reference for that camel toe. I'd like
oh, my gosh. This is going to make me gag with all this camel toe stuff.
I'll quit right now if you want me to. I'd like to tell him. I'd like to tell him.
All right, what?
The reference?
Yes.
Oh, we used to refer to it as a W.
Okay, now I see here.
That's an easier way of looking at
kind
it.
Kind of. Listen, I understand now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get it. You know, but I understand it. I understand it.
Oh. You, Don?
Yeah.
Excuse me, please, but what? Yeah, that you do understand that, huh?
Yeah, I understand it. I don't see why you guys are all worked up about it.
I'm not really worked up about it. I just thought it was funny. I hadn't heard the reference camel toe, so I thought I'd throw in the reference at my friend.
I want to be honest. From the picture Buzzer, I mean, it really looks more like a deer's hoof than a camel toe. I mean, if you're being... See right there? You see what I mean, Mike?
Well, that's Buzz's picture you're referring to. That picture that looks like Spy versus Spy.
Hello. Buzz, you draw pretty pictures.
Thank you, Don.
Don't you let his barbs strike you, Buzz.
Spy versus Spy.
Spy versus Spy is a good cartoon.
Yeah. You know, and if I can say one final thing on the subject, I think that I understand this, and I think that what it really refers to more than anything else, it is another way of saying that a woman is wearing the tightest possible clothing, mm-hmm. whether it be jeans or pants. I think that's it in a nutshell. Or, you know, bike shorts.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just called to say I could come show you.
Please do.
Okay.
Are you in the area?
I'm in Springfield.
Okay, sure. Yeah, get in your car and come down here.
I don't know how to get there.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
One of our Time Life operators will. Oh, boy, you better get here before my wife does.
Run.
Oh, hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bueno Arbusto.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, this is Sioux City Rick. I was the one that brought up the camel toe issue earlier. I didn't mean to open up a big old can of worms, so to speak.
Right. Oh, okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Did you guys get to see the Comedy Awards last night with Jerry Lewis?
I flipped by it. That's where we had all that great tape of Jerry Lewis talking about what an entertainer he is.
Right.
Remember, that's the whole thing with Gary Shandling, that he wouldn't get his picture taken with Gary Shandling because Gary Shandling didn't call his agent to ask permission.
I saw some picture of Carl Reiser giving Jerry a big wet kiss on the cheek in a picture.
Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser. That's Carl Reiser.
I saw part of the monologue with Paul Reiser.
Hi, she's Paul Reiser. Helen Hunter's made me a star.
Yeah. He pretty much went along these lines. Jerry has done everything. He's an actor, a director, a comedian, and on the way up, he's had a few downs, and then they splice together tapes of him falling down, like doing slapstick, and then they would cut away to him in the crowd, you know, with his greasy head of hair, looking around like, yeah, you know, and he had a look on his face as if to say, I really deserve this.
Right, of course.
Because I am so great.
I am Jerry.
Jerry.
The inner government tells me I'm number one.
Jerry.
And they told all the comedians, what to do on their way up and how to stay honest with themselves.
Oh, what a bunch of crap. I feel bad for today's modern comedian having to listen to Jerry Lewis.
Jerry with his lozenge and his socks that he wears one time.
I would go see Carrot Top before I would go see Jerry Lewis.
Wow.
Really?
I
go see Pauly Shore before I went to see Jerry Lewis.
Wow. I would see Jerry Lewis before either one of those guys if I was assured that during the performance, Jerry was going to have at least 15 minutes of being serious.
It's just a marvelous role.
There we go.
Tremendous company. And we're having the best time.
Marvelous.
You don't understand that they pay us for this.
Jerry.
Marvelous.
I have mellowed with this whole project in that I think that I can best expound on it and as simply as possible.
Makes me laugh.
I've had a marvelous ride.
Marvelous ride.
Tremendous career.
It's marvelous.
And for a man who's pushing 70, you figure you will kick back and look at your scrapbooks and think about the wonderful stuff you've done.
Marvelous.
The last thing in the world you ever think is someone's going to bring you this marvelous cake.
Marvelous.
Put a cherry on top of it and say, you're going again. It's like taking a racehorse out of the fields in Kentucky.
Shut up.
And he's been eating grass for 6 years, and they say you're going to be in the Derby.
Marvelous.
He ain't going to believe it. He ain't going to do it too well, but he ain't going to believe it. And it's pretty much like that.
Oh, shut up, Jerry.
Yeah, see, that's...
If I was guaranteed that we were going to get all that, if that was going to be Jerry and I could laugh out loud, I'd go see him first.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Marvelous. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I have another name for the camel toe.
Well, all right.
Now the lady's getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Moose knuckle.
A moose knuckle. All right, well. You wouldn't be a pretty young lady if you had a nice big old moose knuckle, would you?
I guess
right.
not.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi, I want to see if I can get on with Dynamite.
Yeah.
With Jerry Lewis.
With what?
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a, this past Christmas, I got a special gift from my wife. We took her to a play to see Damn Yankees. But there it was, we did this. It was a big gift and all that. We came there at night. And we got there, and so all of a sudden the guy gets the flu. So pretty much we had this whole, I mean, everybody's there with pretty much they want to see Jerry Lewis.
You mean Jerry got the flu?
Jerry Lewis got the flu. He cut out on the performance.
Marvelous.
And then on top of that, I left all these people want to see him. And now it's funny, the very next day, December 26th, he was fine.
All right. It's a good story.
Boy, Dynamite Show. You know what really made that story great was that crystal clear connection.
You know, I was sitting there and I realized halfway through that that was his story. He went to the show and Jerry didn't show up.
Dynamite Show.
Radio God.
Hello, my friend.
How are you, sir?
Fine, sir.
I've got a question.
Yes,
what
sir.
What celebrity couple would you most and least like to see in a porno?
Same answer. Regis and Joy Philbin. My Reg.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Hello?
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Probably Woody Allen and Soon Yi. That would be in the worst. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Was that the question, that the worst, the ones you would never want to see in a
porno? I think
porno?
It was worst or best.
Oh, Buzz.
Bob and Dolores Hope.
I would feel Buzz like...
I want to see that. Buzz, this is your fan again.
That guy again.
Listen, I'll leave you on as long as you can keep it clean.
Oh, I will keep it. Oh, I will clean Buzz. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you really?
Oh, Buzz, like the woodpecker, I would please you.
Damn. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Dynamite.
You're speaking with us.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you saw the Tyra Banks nude in Spin Magazine.
No.
No, she is.
I'm still dealing with, like, the woodpecker, I would please you, Buzz.
Oh, really? What's the name of that magazine?
Spin.
Spin Magazine.
Yeah, on the third page, just for a Swatch watch from advertising.
And she's completely naked?
Yeah, but she's covering herself up, though. But
With a Swatch watch?
No, but she didn't shave. You could see her Bueno Arbusto.
Like her arms are covering her?
Yeah.
Think she's got moose knuckles?
A moose knuckle.
I'm sorry, a moose knuckle, not
singular.
Moose knuckles.
Now, you know, moose knuckles, I'm sure, in some medical books.
Spice Girls, you're speaking about the Spice Girls, they would have moose knuckles.
You'd have a series of moose knuckles.
Camel toes. Hello?
Camel toes.
Right, hi. Excuse me, I got some kind of furball in my throat. Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hi, how are you? Just call it for what it is. Wedge.
All right, I'll call you for what you are.
Oh, no, don't do it.
Yeah, you're a stupid idiot. Don't talk like that on our show.
Cut that out.
Oh, you retard.
You can tell. You always tell with those big pauses when you can hear the guy going.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I know you did. I deleted it out.
Oh. Hey, camel toes rule.
Okay, I'm officially off this topic now.
Yes, and I too, at this very moment, have tired of the camel toe.
Okay, I want to keep answering the telephones, but not if that's the only topic. Let's not forget about my gay baggy pants, which seems to have gone by the wayside now that camel toe has come around. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Dynamite Show.
I have a question for Dr. Homo.
No, sorry. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I love you guys.
I just didn't feel like doing it. I'm sorry.
Fair Momentarily, enough. The doctor was out.
Yeah. Hello.
Wednesday's his golf day.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And the hole in one. Everyone, par one.
Yes, he's like the woodpecker.
Hello.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Just fine, sir.
I wanted to talk to you about the WHFK here in Baltimore.
Yeah? What about it?
One of the announcers here, they... the guy that does the radio commercials, there's two specific guys. One of them has the worst speech impediment I've ever heard.
On our station in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He talks like he comes from the basement of the science building.
Right. I told you that's a very mismanaged station.
Yeah, we really have no contact with those people either.
Right. Well, I just thought I'd bring that to your attention.
But what's the other point you wanted to make?
No, that was it.
Oh, that was
all
it.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right, well, you know, it's quality control out there for us, and we appreciate it. Folks.
Yes, we'll send a memo to the headquarters.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gods of the ionosphere.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, change the subject.
All right.
Matt Elliott.
Hey, Matt Elliott, shout out.
Falcons.
Yeah, do you know that? Matt Elliott, our friend, who every year I annually say is never going to make it in the NFL.
Right.
Signed a free agent contract with the Atlanta Falcons.
Way to go, Matty.
Isn't that great for Matt?
Way to go, Matt.
Isn't that good? And you know what? Tampa Bay wanted him, too.
So so maybe it was the highest bidder situation. He got some bucks, too. He deserved
I hope so.
He's, you know, we never picked him to last very long in the NFL, and he is a survivor. Yeah. He is a smart guy, and I think that's why he's not a big guy compared to most of the linemen in the NFL.
Yeah, he's dreamy, though.
Oh, he's very dreamy.
He's the dreamiest.
June Jones.
No, that's good. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to mention that. Thank you. That's
Have a great day, guys.
That's great for Matt Elliott.
Way to go, Matty.
Hope someday we get on in Atlanta so he could call and show that city what a wild man he is.
Gentlemen, this is the Don and Mike Show.
People look at you and it's a freak show. What do the tattoos symbolize for you? Can you give me an idea?
Well, just express some of the things I've been going through, some of the things that I want to go through. I feel like that the tattoo one.
Roll up the sleeve on this side. Just now, there's a motorcycle there. I don't know if we get a shot.
A cross.
There's a cross. There's a woman. Looks like she's a woman on a motorcycle with a tail. Now, what the hell is that? Now, what does that symbolize?
I mean, it's something that you like. It's art. It's all about art. That's it. I mean, you look at it like you look at, oh, wow, he's got all these tattoos all over his body. What is he doing to himself? Not doing anything. I'm Ben Dennis Rodman.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting from sea to shining sea. Hello, ladies. The Don and Mike Show.
Oldest woman. She was the world's oldest woman.
French woman.
Yeah, we may have called her more than one time on the show. I think the first time we called, all we were doing was our big merci blah blah blah.
Bonjour.
And the second time, we may have actually gotten through to her. Do we have that in the archives, Rob?
I think we have it in
the best. You think you have it? All right, why don't you see if you can find it. Anyway, she's dead, and there is now a... Oh, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's dead, and now there's a new woman who we think is the world's oldest woman.
Oh, really?
Yes. The death of the 122-year-old woman in France means the title now goes to Augusta Watts.
Augusta is the runner-up?
Yes, who lives in a nursing home in Pensacola, Florida. But her name, or rather her age, I'm sorry, her age needs further verification.
Okay, what is she claiming? Does it say what she's claiming
They're
her
claiming
age
claiming that
to
she's going to be 121 in August.
121.
121.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
That's some serious years there.
Sure. Right.
And our sympathies go out to the family, if the family's still around. When you get up that far over 100, you know, maybe the family's not around anymore.
That's why I had that moment of silence.
Sure.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Magnolias. I may help you.
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now. We'd like to speak to Augusta Watts, please.
Hold on.
All righty. The Magnolia. This is a southern-themed show today, isn't it?
Show is.
Sweet Magnolia.
This is Barbara.
Yes, hello. We'd like you're on the air. We're doing a national radio show right now, and we'd like to speak to Augusta Watts.
We understand that she may very well be the oldest woman alive.
Okay, hold on. One second, please.
Thank you.
And I give them the same advice that I gave the other woman. Make sure that you slip a pocket mirror under there.
Yeah.
Under her nose. Under her mouth. Hello?
Hello?
So you can tell if someone's still alive. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Don and Mike, and we're doing a national radio show right now. And we were trying to get a hold of Augusta Watts.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so we understand she's the oldest living woman, and we'd just love a chance to say hi.
Oh, well, she's in bed.
She's in bed now. Is she sleeping?
Yes.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, they always say.
Has to be checked.
Are you sure?
Listen, I'm sure.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Do you have like a pocket mirror in your compact?
Do I have a pocket mirror?
Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe a spoon? You
no.
can use a spoon.
No. For what?
Well, it's just an old test that I learned back when I was a Civil War doctor.
Oh.
How long, how long
is somebody still alive or not?
How long has she been sleeping?
She sleeps a lot.
She does sleep a lot.
When's do you know the last time that someone tried to rouse her?
Well, she was up, I think, yesterday.
Huh. Yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Has she been sleeping for over 24 hours?
No, she wakes up to eat.
Well, she wakes up to eat. What did she? When was her last meal?
Lunch.
Lunch.
A lunch today?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's a good thing.
What did she have for lunch?
I don't know. I just got to work just a while ago. I work 3 to 11.
Is she a big eater?
Yes, she's a very good eater.
Oh, that's good.
Good. Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
I'm going to guess Mother Teresa.
Oh.
I want to say Jacques Cousteau.
Maybe close. That might be close.
Who?
I.
Which one? Mother Teresa or Jacques Cousteau?
Probably Jacques Cousteau.
Uh-huh. Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, I'm the winner.
Forget about it, Mike. Forget about it.
I'm the winner. And what's for dinner tonight? Will she? Will you awaken her for dinner tonight?
Yes, we will.
Does she eat her meals or drink her meals?
She eats her meals.
She eats her meals.
Uh-huh.
And what is on the menu for tonight?
I really don't know. What's on the menu tonight, girl? Hamburgers.
Hamburger in a glass.
All right.
No, it's not in a glass. It'd be pureed. Uh-huh.
Pureed.
Yes.
Pureed hamburger?
Yes.
Isn't that like putting it in a blender?
Yeah, that's like mixing it all up.
Yes.
Will it be in like a bowl with a spoon?
Yes, and we spoon feed her.
Oh, all right.
That's good. Will she have any dessert? Does she like sweets? Most old people like sweets.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, give her a nice brownie in a dish.
As a pureed.
Yeah, yes. Pureed.
Yeah, what's the dessert? Do they know what the dessert is?
What's the dessert on the menu, girl? Banana pudding.
Banana pudding?
Oh,
Elvis liked that.
Oh, she'd like some eating treats.
That too.
She does, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, would there be any way that maybe at some point in the future we could schedule an interview with Augusta?
Oh, sure.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Does she like to talk on the telephone?
I don't think so.
She doesn't.
It would be kind of tough to do the interview if she doesn't like to talk on the telephone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right in between her her burger and her itty tree.
You'd have to come up here.
We'd have to come up there.
You'd have to come up here.
Right. Have the Guinness Book of World Records people been in touch with you guys?
Yes, they have.
They have. Is everybody in agreement now that Augusta probably is the world's oldest living person?
I'm not sure about that. Mm.
But you figure
it seems like somebody was not because they didn't have a birth certificate.
Right.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Do you figure her to be about 120?
Oh, she's over 120.
Oh, really?
She looks 119.
Uh-huh.
I hear she looks fantastic.
She looks younger, yes.
Yeah, she looks 119.
She does look younger. Right.
Great.
Does she watch any television?
No, not really.
Really?
How does she spend her time?
Sleeping.
Are you sure about that?
Or she talks every once in a while to us.
So, talks every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
Has a pureed hamburger and some banana pudding, and then it's back to sleep.
Right.
Gotcha.
That sounds like the life. That's Rob Spivak's dream life.
Yeah, that's what he's shooting for. And he's in his 20s.
Well, listen, please, I'm going to put you on with one of our producers, and maybe we can leave a number, and if Augusta ever feels up to it,
uh-huh.
We would love to have her on the show. Tell her we'd like to give her an honor of being our Senior Citizen of the Week.
Okay.
We'd send her some chicken. You could pop that into the blender,
because she could drink that up for dinner.
She doesn't really drink it.
You spoon feed it, right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But, I just thought it'd be a way of livening things. Hey, get her a crazy straw.
Oh, see, that
she'd like that now.
She'd love that.
Because she drinks real good out of a straw.
She could watch the liquid, the fluid, whatever she's drinking, go through the crazy pose.
Right. When is her birthday? Is she having a birthday soon? Did I read that?
Yes. Augusta, where's Augusta's chart? Augusta, where are you at?
You're very nice. You're very nice to give us all this information.
Yes.
Where's Augusta's?
Sounds like you guys have a good time on the second floor.
Oh, we do. We have a very good time.
They party.
I take care of her every once in a while, but I'm not her regular. Where's Augusta's chart? What room is Augusta in?
You know, really, doesn't this sound like the kind of lady you'd like having taken care of your folks?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Now ask me about my patients.
Your patients?
Yes, Nurse Ratchet.
Who's I'm on the other hall.
Who's the oldest patient you have?
The oldest one I have is 102.
Wow. 102.
And she eats regular food.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a better mind than I do.
Wow. She sounds hot. Who is the oldest guy that you take care of?
He's 101.
Wow.
And he walks, talks, and smokes, and has a good old time.
I love it.
He does, huh?
Oh, boy. You wouldn't believe he was 101.
Do you sponge bath him?
No.
No?
No. Okay. I'm a nurse. The aids do that.
Oh, the aids do that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Has he ever come on to any of the aids?
No, but some of our elderly ladies he has.
No.
if you're on TV or on the radio, I can't tell you what he says.
Oh, wow. I think I know that guy.
Hi, this is Surf.
Surf.
So he's pretty foxy, huh?
Uh-huh. Okay, her birthday is 8-8-1876.
Wow.
So she has a birthday coming up like just in a week or so.
Right.
When she'll be 122.
We're going to have a party for her.
You can have a party? Can we call when you're having the party?
Sure.
Oh, you know, we have to send her a nice present. Maybe we'll send her a nice big glass.
Okay. Yeah, can we send her like a big Irish beer glass?
Oh, sure.
Or no, you know, send her like one of those, you know those, like if you go to an old-time fountain?
Soda fountain?
One of those big ice cream sundae glasses?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. Glasses.
And a crazy story. And maybe we'll send her both.
Okay.
Send her one of those big yard of beer glasses.
Sure, like lots of different glasses. And bowls and spoons.
And straws.
Okay.
Everything for a great meal.
Absolutely.
Well, you ought to come and visit her.
Oh, we'd love to.
Yeah. Well, I would, but we're going on vacation in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, one's got to have their priorities, you know.
Yeah.
Listen, maybe we'll send her some nice IVs.
IVs?
Well, you know, that's a way to enjoy your food also.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't need that yet, right?
No,
she's not taking your food that way?
Uh-uh.
That's the way Rob wants to take his food. That way he could eat, too.
We have a guy on our show who is so lazy, he might as well be 122 years old.
Oh, I've got a son like that.
He'd be great. I'll tell you, if he could get his Nana pudding spoon-fed to him, not have to lift his arms up.
His dream is the IV, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't even want it fed to him. He just would just put the tube in, man.
And then have somebody just sponge him off and give him a couple of those deodorant pills. You know, the kind where he wouldn't have to shower? He'd love those.
We're talking about Elvis, of course.
Well,
he thought those were great.
Them yet.
Well, listen, you're very nice, Nurse Ratched, and we want to thank you for your time. And if you hold on, we're going to give you a phone number, one of our producers, and maybe we can get Augusta on the show.
Yeah, and we really appreciate all your information. You're very, very nice.
Where
very
are
nice.
You calling from?
We are calling from Satan's land.
Where?
Yes. We're calling from Lucifer City. We are calling from, it doesn't matter where we're calling from. Hold on, please.
We'll put you on with our producer.
Okay.
Hold on just a moment, please. And don't forget that little trick I told you about the mirror.
Okay.
That's a great one. See, because if you put it right under the nose area, if she's breathing, the mirror will fog up.
Yeah. Okay.
Lunch was a few hours ago, if you get our drift.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
Still able to enjoy her itty train.
Yeah, that's great.
That's fantastic.
Well, to her, everything is itty train, Mike.
And how about that 101-year-old man? Hey, come on, give me some.
Not a Mike show. Hello.
Hi. I'm Carissa, and I'm just calling. I was going to see if I could talk to Don Mike.
Well, you're talking to us right now. Hello, Teresa. Is Mother Teresa?
No.
It's my favorite Teresa. Uh-huh. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Carissa.
Oh, Carissa.
Yeah.
Clarissa or Carissa?
Carissa.
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 That's how a Chinese guy would say Clarissa.
Yes.
Carissa.
Carissa. Carissa, explain it all.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Do you now?
Yes.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to call and say hey and...
Hey.
I've been really bored this summer, so...
That's a surprise. You know, listening to you, you don't strike me as the kind of individual who would ever get bored.
Well...
Do you remember the coffee generation, Mike? She's a doer, man.
Really, you do. You sound like just tough to slow you down.
Yeah, well, my parents are at work, and so I stay home and stuff like that.
You stay home while your parents are at work? How old are you?
I'm 14.
This calls for Jimmy the intern. Hold on a second.
Kind of mix up.
I'm sorry. Hello.
Bored 14-year-old Jimmy.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
With all due respect to Bart, I have an idea of...
Well, call me back when you have a better telephone.
With all due respect to the phone that you have in your lint section of your dryer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You don't have to make fun of me or anything. I'm not stupid.
Who is this?
Carissa.
Oh, hold it. Jimmy!
Jimmy!
There's a 14-year-old on line 4 for you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. Did you guys... I missed the first few minutes of the show, but did you guys see that woman, Jean Calment, died?
Yeah, hello. Are you listening to our show right now?
You know how bad that is when we just get done doing something and then someone calls in and says the exact same thing?
Oh, well, it's because I had the radio turned down while I was dialing.
Goodbye, turkey. My attorney will be in touch. Hello, Don and Mike show. Golly. That's a pisser.
I know, that peeves you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
That ticks me off, man. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
That lights your candle.
Them's fighting words, Mike.
Put up your dukes. Let's take this outside. Let's settle this in a squared circle.
Mano e mano.
The Marcus of Queensberry rules, or what is that?
You mean the duel?
Yeah, what was it they say when guys would box in the olden days? Marcus of Queensberry rules. Forget about it.
Oh, forget about it. Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Mike. I'm from Yankton, South Dakota.
Yes.
I was just wondering, are you guys on in Denver or anything?
Yes.
Out to Denver.
Yes, we are.
You are? What station? Because I love listening to you guys, and I don't want to miss it.
We're on Ralph Radio in Denver.
Ralph, okay.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot. Love you guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
He just was tickled. Yeah. He was tickled to be on the program.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike.
I need TP for my bunghole.
Ah, Cornholio. Right, Cornholio. Yeah, I'm tracking with you.
It's from Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Beavis and Butthead.
Are you threatening me?
You fed wood.
Get out of the cockpit!
You fed. And then they break away. Yes, Cornholio.
Sir, are you okay? Are you threatening me? I am Cornholio.
Okay.
This is when he's walking around the White House.
Maybe you should wait.
With his T-shirt pulled up over his head.
In this lobby, will there be teepee for my bunghole? Are you threatening me? I am the great Cornholio. I'm a gringo. I have no bunghole.
The great Cornholio, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is. Forget about it. For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air right now. Hi.
Hi. Did you guys catch Michael Bolton on ESPN2 last night?
What was Michael Bolton doing on ESPN2?
A celebrity softball game.
Was that the one that Rob was at?
No, it was against cornerback for the Miami Dolphins. He had a team. Right. It had a bunch of athletes on it.
You guys should concentrate more on making a record that people want to buy instead of playing baseball, for goodness sakes.
Oh, but it was great. He got leveled.
Don, when you've given so much, like Michael Bolton has, though, you know, every man should give himself a little good time.
Did he get a little chin music?
Yeah, he got he collided at first base with the cornerback for the Dolphins, Wooden.
Yeah?
Flattened him out. He hurt his ribs.
Oh, good.
Michael Bolton hurt his ribs?
Yes, he laid there for about 5 minutes and finally got up.
I bet he laid there longer than he had to just to get the ovation.
Sure.
It looked that way.
Yeah, we can only hope that he was badly hurt.
Badly, hopefully. Not badly, hopefully.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
We hope he was hurt. Badly, hopefully. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
The thing at Studebaker's, it's free, right?
Of course.
And is it like you don't have to get tickets or anything like that?
No, but listen, they're going to have a huge crowd out there, so I would advise you to arrive early.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'll be there.
Studebaker, yeah, baby. That's.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you, baby.
Surprise, that's surprise, you're the best, baby. You want to join the fan club, baby.
It's Thursday night. We're going to be at Studebaker's in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
And if you're wondering the kind of individuals that are going to be there also, just listen to this guy.
Lots of guys like this. Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. Hello.
Bye. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Number 14 in the books, number one in our hearts.
Yeah, well, listen, that's going to change soon enough. You just wait. Those new monthly ratings come out very, very soon.
That's why those buttons we're selling for Children's Hospital are going to be collector's items.
Mm-hmm. $1 each out at Studebaker's, and the money goes to Children's Hospital. And you hold on to that button, and then another month from now or so when the ratings come out, you go, hey, look at that. I got a button that says Donna Miger, number 14. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I'm going to buy a fistful.
All right, well, thank you.
Did you have any dilemmas last night trying to decide between the police chase show or Monday Night Football?
Listen, you must be a new listener. There is never any kind of battle over that. Football always wins.
And besides, the police chase show is a repeat, rerun. Mm-hmm.
I know. I watched it the second time.
You know, watching those the second time, though, I mean, it takes a lot of the luster out when you know how they're going to end.
Was it on Fox?
You didn't see the first time.
So the first one. You know, they have the two. It was America's Scariest Police Chases 1.
That reminds me of that slug line they're using on NBC that totally drives me mad. If you haven't seen it before, it's new to you. Hey, Warren Littlefield.
Yeah, aren't repeats bad enough? Yeah.
Eat me. Don and Mike show. Most of those shows are so awful. You shouldn't rerun them. Just run a test pattern.
Yeah.
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
How are you?
We are fine.
Fine and dandy, thank you.
I'm so glad.
I wish I was in Dixie.
Yep.
Yep. Jacksonville, Florida.
Knew it.
That's fantastic.
Listen, first of all, I want to check on Mike after his surgery. Can he do his babaloo after the anesthesia?
Babaloo!
That's it. That's my man.
Babaloo, no anesthesia. Babaloo!
You the man, Mike.
Babaloo!
Listen, I want to tell you guys, my 15-year-old boy turned me on to y'all.
Oh, you keep him away from our show. We've had too many kids gone on the show recently.
Oh, well, no. He's not on the line. He just loves y'all. Anyway, he said, Mom, you've got to listen to these guys. So I got on the line. I started listening to y'all, and I've been an avid fan. But if you've been sitting in traffic and you see these people in your rearview mirror just busting out laughing with nobody in the car, that's me now.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's so nice to hear. Thank you very much.
You should thank your son by making him a nice pie.
Bye-bye. Mama! Mama, where's my pie? I told you I would make you a pie.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, tell me.
Well, Ross has agreed to let Shearson Lehman raise all the money he needs for the buyout.
Oh, Ross, that is so super.
It just seems right. You guys are like family.
Did you call Peter?
I will call into him now.
Can he do it in 3 weeks? I'd love to spring this at the next board meeting.
Don't see why not.
Ross, could I pitch my firm to handle the PR for you, or am I being too piggy?
The Don and Mike Show. Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I was talking about the weekend here. How many of you have ever had this problem? This is no big deal, just a little relatable that I noticed.
All right.
A Seinfeld moment, if you will.
A little nugget.
Yeah, just something that I know everybody can relate to. We were up in Ocean City, Maryland on Saturday, my family and I, and we were driving on the big road there, and it's off-season now, so there's not a lot of traffic up there. Well, we were driving along, and all of a sudden we hear, beep, beep, and we turn, and there was my nephew, Doug, with his wife and his kid, okay? They were at the beach,
too. Same drag,
right? Mm-hmm. So we wave, and you slow down a little bit, and you go, the window, you go, how you doing? Hey, good to see you. Okay.
Yeah, very awkward.
No, that's not the awkward part.
Okay, the whole scene is sounding awkward.
Here's where it got awkward for me. As we pulled up to the stoplight, I said to Frida, Doug is making a tactical error. At that point, after the greeting,
yes,
he should pull up behind us.
Right.
But no, he was in the lane next to us. So when we got to the light...
Yeah, that you still felt it obligated to make conversation,
right,
or...
There he was.
Eye contact and all that.
There he was. So we pull up, and there he pulls up, and the windows go back down. And the first stoplight, it was just this, where you went, hey... How you doing?
Yeah.
You going to go to the beach today? Yeah. Okay, yeah. And then, because he had his baby in the car. We were going, hi, Zach. That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled away. Next light. And, you know, all those lights are on a cycle up
there. Sure, yeah.
So you go through two or three lights. And then we were coming up on another red light. And I said to Frida, please, have Doug pull up behind us. Because it's a three-lane road. Three lanes going the same way.
Right.
The next night, he pulled up to us again. And now, by this time, on our side and on his side, no words are said.
Okay.
You just pull up at the light, and the window goes down, and you just look over, and you go, and you give
just a little nod
with a smile. You give that look, that...
Yeah, here we are. We know each other, and we're in traffic together.
How you doing? And I am not proud to tell you that in this battle, I lost.
How did you lose?
I gave up. I turned around. Frida said, why are you making a U-turn? I said, because I don't want to get into another stoplight.
I know.
And have to nod at your nephew.
You're not alone. I understand what you're talking about, because I don't know why it's awkward, but it's, you know, if you're seeing somebody across a dinner table, it's a lot different than being in traffic and feeling that obligation where you got to watch the road, you got to acknowledge their presence.
She says to me, so you need to tell me because you don't want to have another meet. And listen, I love Dougie, my nephew, Dougie Donut, we used to call him.
Sure.
It's just it was an awkward moment, and being as he, I guess, wasn't hip to the fact that it was maybe it was only awkward for us and not for him, I pulled a U-turn and ended up driving the other way down the road.
Just to avoid contact.
Right.
In some circles, it could be considered antisocial behavior.
And then later that evening, you got the thing when you're getting together at night, you go, hey, nice seeing you out there today. And he goes, yeah, hey, good seeing you guys too.
Then you have that that initial tie where you have to establish that between each other. Uh-huh. I saw you, you saw me, yeah, so we have to talk now because we saw each other.
Yeah, right.
It's even weirder. I agree with you on this one. I don't know if that makes me antisocial. But
why does there have to be so much conversation between people?
I know.
And please learn the etiquette out there. You know, if you've gone through that one awkward moment,
right.
You know, slow down, man. Pull in the lane behind me. Because then the only contact we would have had to have was through the rearview mirror, where I would be able to look in the rearview mirror and see him looking at me and, you know, do that back and forth thing.
That's why I carry my searchlight on.
Oh, you're one yeah. Gazillion power candlelight?
Absolutely, because if you don't, you know, it takes away from that awkward moment, and it makes the person that you're having the exchange with not want to be next to your car anymore. As soon as you kick on that million candle power, you know, they laugh, they feel, and their eyes are burning.
Blinds
so,
them briefly.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know, I think of you when we go into Price Club, mm-hmm. and we see all of that. All of that worthless stuff that they have sitting up front.
There's never been anything that has come up to the level of the 1 million candle power searchlight.
What about your night vision goggles?
That was a gift, and it's not, you know, it's one thing when I get a gift, it's something I didn't select myself. I want to go into Price Club and find something that is that useless and something I can enjoy, like that 1 million candle power searchlight, because there's nothing that's come close to it. And I mean, it's like having a football. You can illuminate a football field with the thing.
And listen, about Price Club, we went to Price Club too this weekend.
Yes.
Don't touch the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know when they got the handouts? They were really, really crowded this weekend. And normally they have someone who stands there and kind of monitors and makes sure that kids who come up for the free samples of food, that they got the moms and dads there. Mm-hmm. Well, they had these, I don't know if they were like ravioli things.
Yeah, okay.
And they were all in a big bowl, and they had toothpicks sticking out of them.
Right.
And there were kids who were standing there. What they would do is they would pick one of the toothpicks up, they would take the ravioli, then they would touch it to see if it was hot. And if, oh, this one's hot. They put it back.
Oh, they ought to be put in Price Club jail for that.
Yeah. They would put it back.
That is so gross. They didn't have them in the little tiny little cups, the little urine sample cups that they normally put their food
in? No, it was like a big Tupperware type thing that was sitting out of there. They had them all piled up in there.
Highly unsanitary.
But I got a lot of entertainment watching people coming up and eating the food.
Did anybody take a toothpick and take the ravioli with their mouth off of the toothpick and then dip in for another one?
No.
Okay, that would have ticked me off.
I did not see that.
They ought to keep them all in those little Dixie cups they have.
I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Homeless guys, go to Price Club, man. I mean, if you're really hungry and you want a good meal, now you might have to fork up $15 or whatever the membership is.
Right. When they cut one of those, you know, teriyaki chicken sandwiches into 15.
Yeah. You know, go out and save a bunch of aluminum cans and buy yourself a Price Club membership.
Yeah.
And then you go and you get your 3 squares in there.
Really, you can go around and they don't, you know, those sweet old ladies that do that for a living aren't going to call you on it.
No. Listen, they can't even see you. Most of them are blind as a bat in there. They're just putting the stuff in the microwave. And you're right, Mike. You can get breakfast stuff.
Yep.
You can get and then at nighttime, you can get the nice dinner, the nice teriyaki chicken.
Just get those cleaning samples. Get those guys out of Price Club. I don't need to be sold a floor wax when I'm trying to eat.
Yeah. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hello, my radio gods. How are you?
Hey, we're great. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. Hey,
I hate it when people say that. Like, listen, we've got nothing else to do but take your calls. That is the biggest piece of crap. I hear that on the Dr. Laura show all the time. Dr. Laura.
Well, thanks for doing your job, then.
Thank you for taking my call. Well, don't thank that bitch for taking your call, because she wouldn't have a show if all you people who are dysfunctional wouldn't call her up. That's why
we thank you for calling.
Dr. Laura. I don't understand the Dr. Laura phenomenon either.
I've never heard of her.
Bad advice she gives out, too.
I am loyal to you.
There should be a male version of Dr. Laura who would give everything from the man's side.
Yeah, and then that would go something like, Hi, Dr. Donnie?
Yes, the doctor's in the house.
Listen, I go out about 3 or 4 nights a week with my friends, and we drink beer. Then on the weekends, of course, I have the same guys over, and we watch football and we drink beer. And my wife has said that she wants to leave me because I'm not spending enough time with her. What advice would you have, Dr. Donnie?
Screw the bitch. You got a radiator? Hand cover to the radiator? You got a root cellar? Oh, and you know what?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Donnie.
You're welcome. I could really go about... Hold on a second, my friend. Hold on a second.
Sorry.
Last night, Channel 7, and this was a national show, I guess, ABC, they had that idiot on who wrote Men Are From Mars.
I'm proud to say I didn't log 9 seconds with it.
I did, and I'm telling you, they had the most retarded couples there. They had...
They had cameras in people's houses because this guy's whole thing is he wants to sell books to show you how to live your life, that there are differences between men and women, and that if you work...
So that people can communicate with each other.
If you compromise, right, everything will work out fine.
Of course.
And, of course, the show is totally slanted to make guys look like idiots. Now, I'm not saying that guys aren't idiots.
We are idiots, but we don't need to be reminded.
But they've got the camera in the house where they have a woman, a super bitch wife, a super nudge, you know, totally let herself go. She looks like crap. She's had three kids, and she looks like it. She's walking around the kitchen, and she goes, I want you to empty the garbage. All I want you to do is, I give you one job a week, and all I want you to do is empty the garbage. And then they show the guy, poor guy, sitting on his couch, watching a Giants game. The guy's watching Dallas and the Giants, and he's saying to her, I just want to watch the game. Forget about it. Yeah, I just want to watch it. It was totally biased against the guys. And then what happens is they show the, quote, bad behavior.
Right.
And then the guy has to sit there while the author lectures him on how he should relate to his wife, while the whole time his wife is sitting there with a big smile. And goes, oh, yes.
Isn't the lecture that while there's a football game on, the woman should leave the house?
No, that was not the...
Gnawing on his hind end about taking out the darn trash.
That was not on the agenda.
Oh,
and, man, like, the wife nailing the husband about stuff. Like, she says, you've never gone out to buy diapers before. And now the guy is watching a football game, okay? And he's just giving her lip service. He's saying, I don't know if the cameras were hidden or if the couples had agreed to do this in advance. But the guy's sitting on the couch going, now, I got diapers before. And it was obvious he's blowing her off. And she says... When did you get diapers? You never got diapers. You never go out and get diapers. He says, I got them, two, three, five weeks. Oh, look at that. Look at that play. And then she turns around and she looks at the camera like, that's my man.
Oh, you.
Oh, it was the worst. It was just the worst.
They should have watched the real show where they get along, you know, on Cops. They had a domestic on Cops with an 80-year-old man that was totally out of control going, I don't care.
All right.
And then the cops tried to solve it by saying, listen, why don't you go to another room, ma'am, and sir,
I'm almost 80 years old.
You stay in this room and she'll go to the other room.
I'm going to write a letter.
And I mean, if it had been a guy, seriously, 20 or 25, he would have been pummeled about the head and shoulders.
The old guy have his shirt off? They got that a lot on the show, Cops, where you got old guys walking around without their shirts
Archie
on.
Archie Bunker t-shirt with suspenders.
The old man under.
And like wild eyes. You know the way certain old people get those wild eyes where...
A uniform for guys like that. Well, hey, listen, I digress. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, the reason I called is I was asking you, going to ask if you gave your nephew a wave before you hooked the U-turn. Because if you did, then it's not antisocial behavior. You're totally in the right.
I did. I did give him the...
See you later.
As he drove by and I made the U-turn, I did.
There you go.
Because
I made the useless U-turn that I didn't have to make.
You're clean.
I didn't want to sit through another stoplight with him.
Just went down like two blocks.
Turn around.
Back, yeah. And what if he was like, what if he got hung up and he was in really slow?
I said to Frida, I've got to drive slower than usual because I got a heavy foot. And I don't doubt I could have caught up to him in a second.
Sure.
You know what I mean? He's a newlywed with a baby in the car. He's still in that phase where he drives safely.
Oh.
You know, once your kid gets to a certain age,
sure,
it's like NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. But while they're little, you drive slow.
Some of us do, Mike.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Well, now that we just talked about that, I'm not doing too good. But other than that, everything's fine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
What is this, a repeat?
I'm sorry. I wanted to make a comment. You were talking about...
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you? Well, in reference to the show that you were talking about...
What show?
The one about, you know, that guys are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Yes, men are from Mars and women are from...
Venus.
Yes, you're right.
It was a very informative show, don't you think? Yeah, you know.
It was a piece of garbage.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, you know why you liked it? Because you're a woman.
You think so?
Because that guy who writes the book, first off, he's totally pussy-whipped. I don't know what his wife is like, but his wife must be at home with one of those big rolling... what do you call that thing?
A rolling pin.
Standing at the door waiting to beat his ass when he gets home at the end of the day.
That was the couple that seemed to have gotten the most out of the forum, though, don't you think? They seemed the most happiest.
Now, listen, nobody got anything. Don't you know that the guys were making that up?
You think so?
Like at the end where... Oh, and then the worst part is, so he's up there lecturing all the couples at the end of this, and they go to the shot of the guys in the audience, and the guys have to look at the wife to give them the little nod, like,
yes, he's really making a lot of sense.
Yeah, let's, and they're holding hands, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Then they get in the car. It's like, turn my station on.
Yeah, meanwhile, while they're holding hands, he's like squeezing so hard.
Digging his fingernails in.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping you guys would talk about it anyway. I'm glad you got to it.
Oh, yeah. So the final part of today's show.
I really I saw that and went immediately to another station because I knew exactly what it was. All you have to do is just look at the way the thing. Now, he's prancing around there. Really, I mean, I don't know about him. He's prancing around that stage.
And if you listen to his advice, basically what he tells guys to do is to just give their women lip service.
Yeah.
He says, but he says it in a very eloquent, phony right. way. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is, your wife wants you to think that you care.
Yeah.
So, and one time he quizzes, just give her 3 minutes. Just 3 minutes of your undivided attention, even if you're not really paying attention. If she thinks you're paying attention, you're half the way there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching thinking, this guy just wants me to BS my wife for 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, I got more important stuff to do with that 3 minutes, man.
Yeah, besides, that's advice that we all learned a long time ago.
What kind of channels I could be checking out those 3 minutes?
Don't need no doctor to tell me that.
But why do they always have to make the TV as the bad guy? Guy works a long, hard day. He comes home at night. One of the guys says, I like watching my situation comedies.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, to relieve myself at night when I come home.
My situation comedies.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Dave.
Yes, hi, Dave.
I got the scoop on Dr. Laura. Heard you mention her show and how she gives out bad advice. Seems to me she's purporting herself to be a doctor of psychology. She doesn't have a degree in psychology. She has a degree in physiology.
Well, I don't care about that. I mean, I don't care. Everybody on the radio is a phony.
That's one thing you should know right away. We are all phonies.
So, who cares? I'm just telling you that she runs a show that's popular because a bunch of women who don't have anything to do in the middle of the day, I guess, and disc jockeys like me who don't have anything to do in the middle of the day, listen to her show.
Well, I can't argue with that. It seems a little misleading, though.
All right. Thank you. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
And it falls in many cases into that man-hater category.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be her husband. Ugh. Hello? She keeps talking about what a great husband she has, that poor guy wearing a dog collar around.
Hello, Dr. Laura. I'm going to pick you up at work, dear.
I could not picture having sex with Dr. Laura. And, I mean, I can picture it with almost any woman.
Yeah.
I got a pretty active, fantasy life going. And I have a pretty good, pretty fertile imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't picture it. Can't picture her in that situation.
She would never work her way into your fantasy life? So many have.
Yeah. Yes, I know, Mike.
Hundreds of thousands.
Constantly.
That active, that thing that Jimmy Carter felt was so bad. Lusting in your heart. Thousands of women in your dreams.
Not Dr. Laura, though.
She's not in there.
I don't even know what she looks like. I'm just basing that on her voice. She could be a total knockout, but I'm telling you.
I saw her on the cover of a major news magazine. I think it might have been Newsweek or
Maybe
Time or something.
She kind of looks like Tootsie.
Yeah, she does.
She looks a little like when Dustin Hoffman played a woman?
That's exactly what she looks like.
Is that her?
She's very Tootsie-esque.
Those big old lady glasses.
Now I bet you've changed your mind.
Oh, yeah. Now I want her, man. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, I personally went to one of those John Gray seminars and it was for two days. I
feel so sorry for you.
And it actually, I thought it went really well until the end. And at the end, he has you bring up your worst memory ever that you can think of. And he does this, he does his worst memory every time. And his worst memory is that his dad lost all of their money once, so he took all the money John Gray had saved in his childhood, which was like $1,200, and went to like Atlantic City and blew all the money.
Does anybody stand up and say their worst memory is being in that seminar?
Half hour ago.
As I sat in the audience and looked around, I was the only one who wasn't doing it.
His worst, and he's lying about that being his worst memory, too.
Yeah.
I mean, being the great cynics that everybody's lying except us, I will tell you right now, that just doesn't sound real credible to me.
Liar. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
It's an industry built on lying. It's great being in radio, isn't it?
Yeah. You say things, and you can control who contradicts you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, my problem is that I feel sometimes too much freedom in here. You know what I mean? In normal social circumstances,
yes,
I would never say half the crap that I say to somebody.
Of course. But
here,
the whole thing, yeah,
totally free forum where anything goes.
Then you just clean up the mess after you get home.
Yeah. Hello,
Don.
Yeah,
Mike.
Hello.
That guy that's the so-called expert has that the show you're talking about.
I think he's been married three times, maybe four, and he used to be married to that Barbara DeAngelis that also does all those...
You mean a woman who was Chevy Chase's wife?
What's that?
You mean Beverly D'Angelo?
No, not that one. The one that does the infomercial...
What? Who is this woman? Who? We don't know who she is.
Don't know.
Well, she's been married about five times. She was married to him, but she also does pay-per-view, or not pay-per-view, those info commercials. She's got dark hair. She's always on those talk shows.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye. Hi.
She's the lady with the jowls.
Dynamite.
She's a love expert, and she's got jowls.
She got some big jowl action,
and
man.
Dimples. She's got dimples, and she always looks like she's a chipmunk eating something.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Donna Mike Joe.
You know the lady I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know. Exactly you're talking about.
So the only way I can identify.
The chipmunk thing is what cemented it for me. Yeah.
She's got these big jowls.
I got
it. Here's her way. She always looks like she's eating something.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about the men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Yeah.
You said how men want to come home and watch TV and relax.
Yes.
What about women who work?
Oh, listen, come on. Why don't you... I don't know.
The
genuine emotion. I love it.
I don't know. You're like one of those bitches on that show last night.
No. A lot of those women didn't work. They stayed
at home. I think a woman who stays at home with a child works just as much as a woman who goes out in the everyday
world.
Right, and I'm not saying that. So,
right.
You know, why
So, listen, let your man watch television.
Why can't women have time to relax and watch television?
Get another television. Get your own television.
Get a nice television in the kitchen. That way you can watch your favorite shows while you're in there cooking up some piping hot meat.
Oh, your ideas are so antiquated.
You know something? If you really want to go hog wild, put a little black and white with rabbit ears in the laundry room.
Uh-huh. Hey, there you go. Get one of those little watchmen in every room of the house. Laundry room, downstairs, I guess, rec room when you're down there doing your carpet sweeping.
Because Don's always said that the magic box will save the relationship. The TV will save everything.
TV's my best friend.
That's a deep relationship.
Very deep relationship.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you can tell the difference between someone who's being slightly facetious and someone who's being totally serious.
No, I know.
You know, right. We're just joking here. It's not everything we believe, but it's pretty darn close.
Yeah, it's like 99.9% what I think.
My personal opinion of that show last night is a lot of those women looked really stupid, too.
Listen, I think that you should get yourself a nice television. Put it right by your sewing machine.
Yeah, I'm going to go check it dressed right now.
Very nice.
Wear it tomorrow.
Very good. Very
all right.
Nice. Thank you for the call.
That's right. Are you calling from the East Coast or the West Coast?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Well, hey, isn't it about time to get dinner started?
Yeah, I'm going to run in there right now and get going.
All right. Good
woman.
Good
you guys want me to make you anything and bring it over? Pie, cookies, anything like that?
Maybe a little after-dinner treat.
Sure.
Hey. I would try your pie.
A chocolate pie?
Oh, any pie. Yeah, okay. I bet you make a good pie.
Yeah.
Good flaky crust on that pie, I bet.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for calling.
Okay, bye. All right,
come on. She made us a little nervous in case you weren't listening.
Here's a quarter. Go buy a clue.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
She was. We're running way late. This always happens when we get boy and girl talk. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. You're going to end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show. How's your taint? The Don and Mike Show.
We're now thinking about doing something on the show. I don't know if we should do it ourselves or have people call in to do it. You know how out of touch old people are?
Yes.
All right, I'm thinking. This is nothing dirty, so you wouldn't have to worry about getting your moms involved. We're going to call up moms and ask them real basic pop culture current event type questions.
Right.
Okay, I mean like a question like, what does VH1 stand for?
Okay.
All right. Do you think your mother would know that?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think how many out of five do you think your mom would get right?
Okay, the first one, no. Absolutely.
Let's just say five questions, and that's pretty much where it's going to be. Questions like that, or
Can you name two guys in the home run chase?
I would say maybe two or three for five.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you want to call your mom?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
I don't talk to my mother anymore. I can't call my mother.
I don't want to call my mom. I do not. You caught me totally, you know, just an occasional comment maybe in the office and they, you know, prepare me for this. But no, I don't want to call and, you know, say, hey, my mom doesn't know about what's going on because she's 78 years old. No, get another pony. No, I don't want to do that. But, you know, I'd love to do it to someone else's mom. Absolutely.
All right. Well, hold on. Who's the hotline here? Hello, hotline.
Dad, call Grandma.
Oh, I know. My mother-in-law would love to do it, for God's sake.
She'd like to do it?
Yeah.
She loves being on the radio.
I would bet. See, that's what would be good to put my mom against. Well, I can't use my mom since I hate her. But my mother-in-law against your mom.
If you want to do it in the spirit of a competition, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
that's fine.
Not to, like, just goof on your mom because she's old. Right?
No.
Or my mother-in-law, because she's old.
How old is
Grandma? How old is my mother-in-law?
I was talking about Uncle Mike.
Probably about the same age as my mom, I think.
Yeah.
They were years and years and years ago, they were on the show. They were actually on the show.
Yeah, that's right, on a Mother's Day show they mm-hmm. were. All right, yeah, sure. All right, bye, Barty. Good idea.
Okay, bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All right, hold on a second. Now, do we have the questions lined up? Or
I got five.
Okay, five questions.
I got five very generic questions.
All right.
None of them questions that would, you know, make your mom or my mother-in-law feel uncomfortable.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Let's call Mary, see if she's at home.
All right.
All right.
Let me take that off. Okay. It's been a long, long, long time since my mom's been on the show.
Yeah, I know.
The number you have dialed.
Well, hold on. I could have misdialed.
That or your mom has changed the number.
Oh, you know what? I just realized. I
gave you the old area code.
All right, hold on. Let me call my mother-in-law. Do, 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 do.
All right, let me get my mother-in-law on the line.
All right.
Put that first area code instead of the 202.
Hello.
Hey, Pop.
Hello there.
Hey, it's me. Is Big Frieda there?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
I'm here. Hi.
Yeah. Are you listening?
I have been. I just turned it off because I went over to your house on it.
Okay, I want to do a competition here with you and Mike O'Mara's mom.
All right.
It's a pop culture quiz.
Okay?
Okay.
Hold on, let me get Mike's mom on the phone. Hold on a second.
Okay, and all right, let me see. One. All right, we're calling my mom now. We've got Big Frieda on the other line, and we're going to have now it's kind of a competition.
Yeah, right. Well, that was the whole idea I wanted.
To pit them against each other?
Yeah, except I couldn't figure out how to do it with my mom since I don't talk to my mom.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the show. We're playing a game. When's the last time you were on the radio show?
Oh, for heaven's sake, 15 years ago.
Say hi to Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hello, Mary.
Mom, this is so cool. This is a very spur-of-the-moment thing. We've got Don's mother-in-law, Big Frieda. Remember when you were on the show with her?
Oh, of course.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Just great. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. I don't know what they're going to do to us.
No, it's very simple, very painless.
They're going to leave us to run the show.
No, we're not. We did that years ago. 15 years ago we did that. Or
five
whatever.
Questions. Some of them about current events and some of them about pop culture.
And we're just going to do a survey and see who knows most about pop culture.
Whose memory fading the fastest?
Yeah. All right, now let's see. We'll go to Big Frieda first on this question. And if you don't know it, then we'll give it to Mary. And then next question, we'll do it reverse way around.
Okay, very good.
All right, Big Frieda?
Uh-huh.
What does VH1 stand for?
VH1, video, it has something to do with this, with the video set, but...
Well, I'm sorry, I love you, I wish I could give it to you. Mary O'Mara, it's your chance to steal.
You lost me.
Okay, so you don't have an answer?
Don't have a clue.
All right.
Is
video hits.
He does the video or something?
It does. Video hits one.
Video hits one.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Right. And that's pop culture. Okay.
Yes. Okay,
so
Mary.
So at 78, I learned something today.
Something you really wanted to know.
All right. Mary O'Mara, this one is for you. Can you name any of the Spice Girls?
No.
No.
All right, Big Frieda, how about you?
How about Ginger?
Who did you say?
Ginger. Was
Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
Ginger Spice. She all right. She's one ahead.
And let's see.
All right, stop while you're ahead.
Yeah, that quit while you're ahead, Big Frida.
Yeah, I can't think of the others.
Okay.
All right. Now the next one goes to Big Frida first. Big Frida.
Uh huh.
Who is Hank Hill's wife?
What is her name? I don't know. I know it's the Hills program here.
The Hills program. Mary?
My mom won't know this.
Mary, who is Hank Hill's wife?
I don't know. Boy, are you batting zero today, guys?
Is that cartoon then?
Peggy Hill. Yeah, it's cartoon.
Right.
All right, next one goes to Mary first.
Come on, Mom, I'm rooting for you.
Mary, can you name two baseball players who are currently charging after Roger Maris' home run record?
Oh, Mike, you're going to be disappointed.
I'm not going to. I'm not. I'm with you, Mom. I'm with you.
Don't know.
Don't know. All right, Big Frida, can you name two guys who are chasing?
No.
No. All right, that would be McGuire or Sosa.
Sammy Sosa, McGuire, yeah.
Ken Griffey. All right.
I hope you've had a good time today.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, Ma, sorry. I'll call you later.
All right.
Hold on. I got one more for you.
Wait, we got one more. One more question.
One more. This will be a toss-up, okay? For each of you girls, whoever has the answer first, who is the star of the movie Snake Eyes?
Robert De Niro?
No. No, Mary.
Pig, Nicholas Cage.
Yeah, Mom! Woo! Way to go, Mom!
Your mom came through with one, Mike.
My mom sees more movies a year than I do.
I knew it was someone like that.
Okay. Way to go.
Very nice.
That's good. So you tied, right?
Yes, that's 1-1.
It was a tie. Congratulations, ladies.
What do we do?
My mom wants to know what they get. I think she should get a prize.
All right, Mary?
Yes.
You won a pair of passes to see There's Something About Mary.
No, thank you.
She knows that movie,
too. Give it to Frida.
She'd go see it.
Prizes first, Mary, before I trade.
No, listen, I'll give you both these Rat Pack hats, okay?
Oh, gosh, that's okay. What we wanted. Yes, thank you so much.
That's from your era.
Delighted.
Hey, Mom, that's a good question. Now to add a little balance, name all the original members of the Rat Pack.
Sinatra. Dear, dear. My mind is going.
No, it's not.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Right.
What was his name, the one that married the Kennedy?
Peter Lawford.
Right.
Hey, no helping your mom.
Peter Lawford and Joey Bishop and Dean Martin. Way to go, Mom!
I knew all of those.
Way to go. No, you didn't.
I know you knew. Yes, she did know.
No, she didn't know any of them.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
My mom knew them all. She'd have more time, for God's sakes, more time.
Yeah, if only we were on till midnight.
Hey.
Well, listen, both of you, thank you.
Yeah, and, you know, I think 1 out of 5 was better than we expected.
Yeah, that's pretty good. This was just like a trial balloon I was throwing out to see if this would work with our listeners. Because normally when we call, like, people's moms, we ask them really embarrassing questions.
That's right. But this...
aren't you nice not to?
Yeah, yes, we decided with, you know, with you and Big Frida, we wouldn't do that this time.
They want to come home sometime.
All right. Now, goodbye, girls. Thank you for helping us out.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
See you.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
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 Oh, God. That'll be Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner. That's it. I am doomed.
Honey, come here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With my son and
your
some,
son and
some,
a friend.
Some kids from my son's school. Here she is right now.
Honey, go right up there.
Go where the women stand for strip trivia.
They were all right up here yesterday.
In my car, I have this new lotion that's antibiotic, and you don't need soap with it.
Oh, the Purell stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's great.
Stand up, would you please?
No, I don't.
I want to check out your camel. I want to check out your camel toe.
Although that's, you know, I have worn.
Look at that.
Jeans.
There is a lack of camel toe there. There's all kinds of fabric there.
Yeah, but I have had those kind of jeans, and I never knew anyone looked. In that area.
Funny, me either.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, well, see, and I plead guilty on this one. I've been aware of the camel toe for a long time. But I've always thought it had to be the maybe I shouldn't even mention this, but the woman that came in to demonstrate that.
Yeah.
She was actually...
She had about a yard of fabric, I believe, that was shoved up in there.
But she wasn't wearing tight jeans. She had her jeans...
Shoved in there.
You know, that weren't tight, hiked up all the way, and it wasn't the, you know, the normal example of the camel toe. Look at the way your wife's standing right
here. I know. I got my blazer. But I've got tight jeans at home. If you get that... itch, Mike.
Hey, listen, no, I told you. I didn't see the fascination. Looks like a backwards wedgie to me.
Yeah.
Looks like when a guy's got his underpants and his jeans stuck in the crack of his ass.
I thought it did make you sound not too masculine, because why do men like to look at the curve of a tight sweater? It's the same kind of thing.
Because those are boobs, honey.
Yeah, and we know your preference, but, you know, it's still the female anatomy.
See, it's like it's like see-through in a way. If you see somebody that's wearing jeans that are that tight,
let me just say,
the illusion of see-through.
That's not something I have to see. Okay? You know what I'm saying?
He's a strictly above the waist kind of guy.
I sure am.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't have to see that.
He's my PG husband. I like that.
I know exactly what's doing down there. More than enough hair down there.
Well, perhaps, perhaps that's an interesting point.
All right.
I find it very difficult.
To each his own.
Yes, to each his own, absolutely.
Now, there's nothing wrong with a woman wearing a very tight-fitting top.
I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman wearing a tight-fitting top or tight-fitting bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Right, no,
an entire tight-fitting outfit, I think.
I got no problem with a girl wearing tight-fitting pants.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you've done a public service, because I will never wear tight-fitting jeans again, and I know a lot of women won't.
Now that you are familiar with the concept of the camel toe?
Yeah, now that I know it's being noted.
Or the moose knuckle.
The moose knuckle. All right, I love you, honey.
That guy loves it.
No, I have a friend.
Yeah, your friend. Yeah, right.
He quotes that friend quite often on this show. All right, bye, honey. I love you. Hello, hold on, here we go.
What?
Let me get ready for this.
Oh, boy, oh, my God.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
A little.
What am I going to look at, him? Who am I going to look at?
Me?
Not her. I'm going to look at my friends when I kiss you.
Okay, come on.
Love you, bye. Okay, no tongue, okay? You happy? Okay? All right, bye, honey.
Oh, there she goes.
Bye-bye.
She said, no tongue.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, is this the guy who slept with someone on ESPN?
Yes. By the way, it's my birthday today, so they all wish me a happy birthday.
We're not spanking you, but happy birthday.
Thank you.
Like sleeping with Chris Berman?
Well, what?
Or was it Charlie Steiner?
It was a very special experience, I can tell you. Well, when you hear the actual story, you may not be quite as impressed, but I thought you guys would be interested anyway.
Yeah.
It's Bonnie Bernstein.
You know who really has got a thing for Bonnie Bernstein is Charles Broyhill.
I've heard him mention
Charlie's
her.
Got a thing, huh?
Oh, he's got a... Hey, Charlie, come here for a second.
He's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
Listen to Charlie Broyhill talk about... Come here. Let's talk about Miss Bonnie Bernstein from ESPN.
Okay.
Why do you like her?
She's hot.
What?
She's hot.
You think she's the hottest sports babe on TV?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Yeah, he's got a real thing for her whenever she's on the TV.
This guy alleges that he slept with her.
She's a tomato.
How's her toe?
Well, the sport.
Yeah, how's her camel toe?
Here's a man that understands the concept of the toe. He didn't even put the camel in there, the toe.
How's her toe? I bet you said that before, too.
I bet you have said it, Mr. Log Splitter.
How's her toe?
I like the cookie knuckle.
He's the jargon king. He doesn't talk much, but when Charles Broyhill does talk, he occasionally says funny things.
Speaks volumes.
Yes, he does.
So what about Bonnie Bernstein?
Well, the story is that I grew up next door to her, up in Jersey. She's from Jersey originally.
Yeah.
And she, just for Charlie's sake, she has a long history as a gymnast.
What does that mean? She's agile then? Is that what you're implying here?
And flexible.
She's very flexible. So, she's bendy.
I grew up next door to her, and she has a twin sister as well.
Oh, a twin.
Yes. Not identical, but a twin. And
I'd like to experiment with them.
In Jersey, we used to play in the old sandbox together, and one day we were playing doctor under my picnic table in my backyard. My parents busted us.
How old were you?
Oh, we were like 7 years old.
Oh, so she wasn't even developed then.
Oh, barely.
Oh, no, you're a bogus caller. I'm sorry. That was no real news at all.
Yeah, we thought we were, going to get a real scoop.
She was seven. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I was surfing the web, and you'll never believe what I saw.
Let me see, a real fat girl naked who's got a camera on her 24 hours a day?
No, my brothers, but you're close.
What?
There are some idiots that are actually selling cigars dipped in women's Well, you know what?
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding you.
What kind of cigar? I'd hate to ruin a beautiful cigar like that.
Well, hold on. I got the web up and running.
Okay.
Turned out my radio because I didn't expect to get to.
You give someone a nice cigar, they go, mmm. This cigar has the worst aftertaste.
Has this been in a humidor?
Mm. Oh, this cigar is so dry.
Actually, I got to read you what it says directly on the webpage.
Okay, but be careful. It's one of those triple X-rated ones?
Yeah, but I will edit that out.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here we go.
I love the web.
What do cigars and, well, right. You know what.
What's the word start with?
P.
Okay, what do cigars and P have in common?
Most men love to savor the tastes of both. Now you can have the best of both pleasures. You can purchase a fine cigar that has been stroked inside a wet, hot pee.
Oh, God.
Not just any pee, but Renee's pee.
Oh. They have pictures of Renee?
Yes.
Do they have pictures of her?
These cigars.
Putting the cigars in her own personal humidor? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? They have pictures?
Are expensive, rich imports from the Dominican Republic.
Those are good cigars, though.
Each is hand rolled with Connecticut leaf wrappings and hand dipped by Renee.
Oh. How much are they?
Well, 35 if you just want the cigar, 50 if you want a picture of Renee hand dipping your cigar.
Oh my God. And what does Renee look like? Is she on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, if this is the actual Renee, I'd have to give her a 7.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but listen, you see the picture of Renee, and actually it's like some lady named Gladys who's really doing the dipping back there.
Absolutely. Renee is simply for the picture.
I'm guessing that's probably not Renee.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And everybody gets...
the whole world gone insane!
Everybody gets the same picture, too. Not like
you
get a customized
picture. Get a kick out of that, especially in light of the guy last week had to deal with his boss.
Yeah, the cigar up his butt. Okay, hold on.
All right, my brothers, we'll take care. You guys are doing a great job.
Hold on, hey.
Out here on the West Coast.
What's that address? Really, what is it?
HTTPsmokingp.com.
P word?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Bye-bye.
I think I've got just enough time to go get online.
Oh, man, that's going to get a few hits.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See that hot dog out there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
The Don and Mike Show. Wishing ye good luck in everything. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's the end time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Low budget Jeff Hardy. Well, listen, I gotta bring him right in.
Hey, buonasera.
It's my cousin Luigi, everybody.
Hey, Benny. Stasio Alfredo. Hey, Benny. Gonorrhea Ferrari. How you do?
I'm doing great now. Cousin Luigi.
Work on English for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Calamari, nice obuscio.
Now, I know that you have quite an agenda today.
Oh, bellissimo, Nipolina.
You know, he has many, many thoughts. He reads all the tabloids. He watches hard copy entertainment tonight.
Sì, Pincosa Ariolo.
My cousin Luigi from Italy.
Hazzo Bubalina.
Do you have a feeling about the Frank Gifford story?
Oh, sì, Don. Yeah, Frank Guy.
The gift,
yes.
The gift.
I try to talk English no good.
No, your English
I
is
have
fantastic.
To tell you in my native tongue, the Frank Icati Lee.
Yes.
Frank Icati C.
And you know what the C stands for, right?
Sì, Dani. Oh, yeah, Maggiore, sì. Frankie Catti, sì. Sports Castolino Horn Dog Agio. Grande Horn Dog Agio. Frank,
the gift.
Give. In a hotel room, a squeeze of resto, soc pesolina, heavy petagio. culminati in la intercorso intenso alla videotape.
Yes.
Gif.
The gif.
Why so stupido gif? Susanne Giancioni is la Horatio.
Oh.
Intenso. No, cesso alla prostituto. Cesso alla Cathy C. Frank Gifford.
Cathy C. My cousin Luigi has a lot of very strong opinions, and I want to say right now that his opinions are his own.
Cathy C. possesso la grande prestagio.
Oh, the trophies.
Prestagio perfectamente. Givo la Cathy C. de squeezo. Give. Come on. Pocagio. Cunelinghi fasul. Rabola assagio di Cathy C. Give. Decido. Acta la agio. Give. Acta la agio.
Now, he's your age, isn't he, cousin Luigi?
Oh, yeah, little older than a cousin Luigio.
How old are you?
I'm 61.
And a lot of folks wonder what my cousin Luigi looks like. He looks a lot like my grandfather. He's an Italian guy, almost a shaved head. He's got a little bit of hair on the top. He always has the two-day growth of beard.
Cubolino, yeah. Si, Cubolino.
He has the old man undershirt on.
Oh, grande testicali.
Always, yes, really big ones.
Oh, yeah, spugio grandissimo.
And always has that smell like of garlic and onions about him.
Oh, hardissima Napolina, si, si, Galico. Gif, I talk about the old man, Gif.
Oh, yeah, he's an old man. He's not young like you,
si,
cousin Luigi.
At the age of Gif, old football star, leather helmate, nursing home materiale. Sono l'uso controllo per la facoltizo. Pupo in la pazzo.
Wow.
You're not in a caro.
He speaks halfway English and halfway Italian. And after you've heard him a little while, I think you can maybe interpret exactly what he's saying.
Sì, Frank Gifordo è drooling o has been. Sette la mente in la casa con Cathy C.
Listen,
in la casa con Cathy C. Stay at home, Gif.
What would you do if you were Gif? How would you treat Cathy C?
Let me tell you about Cathy C.
What about Cathy C?
Oh, parte con carne. Bene, smace aromatico. Bene, zuppe di scrugio per la più vista sciocco e la ora fazio. Sì, bene finalino, bene finalino, mangio il rettico. Mangia rettico, Cathy C. Luigi, you go crazy now.
Oh, so you like Cathy C, me too.
Oh, Cathy C, stay home.
You'd have to duct tape her mouth or something,
yeah,
so she couldn't talk.
Bigo mouth, yeah, run the mouth, that's okay. Great, grande prestagio, squeezolino day and night, give. Sede la mente alla casa con Cathy C, with the braccios, codilino in casa Dio. E la Testo Chardonnay Chablino. Long time of
their dogs.
Long time of Gif. Trabolino for Gif. Long time of Mangia Pupo. Mangia Pupo.
Oh, yeah.
For la Gif. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the only way you make it right with Cathy C. Grande prestagio. Bigo Asagio. Bigo Portolino. Little Segagio Cottage Cheese.
I know you're very opinionated, cousin Luigi.
Oh, si.
How do you feel about another tabloid story? Do you have any comments on famous sportscaster Marv Albert?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Come si dice questo in italiano? Marv Albert. Si, grande, two TV horn dog agios.
Two horn dogs.
Oh, sado mio. Vigo perverto. Uso latito backbite su questo sexuale frastolino, sports gastolino il lonely hotel room. Requesta oralino stimulate. Quando ricevo la oralino stimulate, grande temperamente esplosione. Torna la amica alla stomaccio. Bite la bacco. Wildo canino. Wildo canino.
Canino. That means like a dog.
Wildo canino, Marv Albert.
Canino.
Baito, terragio a fotupo. Uso tita, Marv Albert. Dove io orlino stimulate? Dove la trissimo? Trissimo con la Paul McGuire. Dove la trissimo con Bill Walton? Bado.
Listen, cousin, I don't think he wanted to have the three-way with Paul McGuire or with Bill Walton.
Yeah, three-way orlino stimulate con la brodo. He with a no name. Bado, brodolino, bito in the backside. Bad Marv. Yes. Now, Senor Albert, Danny.
Senor Albert.
Senor Albert face a grande consequento for la azione.
That's right.
Grande giurilino. Grande embarrassamente con la sports fans of the world don't consider Marva Albert to pay perverto. E la polizia require rotini tiny sampolistos con la fiori fuori pubblicano. Marva Albert sito in la cerolino e la police guy.
Now you're hearing it what happened to Marva Albert.
Remove la fuori pubblicano. Slow agonisto. Une, per, due, air, tre, e Marv Albert scrima agio, ai, solo pubblicano. Good luck to you, Marv Albert. Bene, bene, tu, pe, perverto.
Cousin Luigi, everybody. Very opinionated, Cousin Luigi.
Bene, Gino Labrigia, nice of the gentleman. Bene, bellissimo, Nattolino e Miziano, Liquido, Sfugio, Tompo, Vigo, Pirolino, Prima Natale e Giacchilino, che naino d'ogni stelo. Bene, bene, Dani.
Well, all I know is that sometimes you get talking so fast, it sounds like you're saying some really dirty stuff, but I know it's just because I don't speak the language.
Oh, sì, sì, hardissimo, Nepolina, no, no, Geronimo, gigante balista, sì, grande cagolino.
What about Buzz? Do you have any comments on Buzz Burbank?
Oh, grande G.I. Joe Furissimo. Furissimo, yeah, made for life. Made for life, yeah.
And what about our own Charlie Broyhill back here?
Charlie Broyhill, right? Let me tell you, Charlie, farzo, pasta farzo, Broyhill. Pasta farzo, grande pasta farzo. Farze con carne, con chili. Chili farzo, tuna farzo. All sorts of farzo con le Broyhill. Broyhill with a grande farzo. Smell like Desagio. Desagio in la Porto.
And finally, what about major disappointment? Rob Spiewak, Major D.
Grande Scrugiavio. Yeah, disappointmente. Disappointmente. Day one, day two, Monday, Tuesday, disappointmento. Grande Red Chico Sino with a big assaggio. Gigante. E Dietino. Dietino Pilso. Eat, mangio, Dietino Pilso. Lose 1 pound. 1 pound, 10 pound. Laialino. Laialino. Full of pupaggi.
Oh, you are so opinionated. Listen, si. Cousin Luigi, we must break.
Oh, spiwacko diarrhea.
When we come back,
si.
We will play low-budget Jeopardy. I think we have a champion.
Pino Grigio Vaginatis.
So yes, I agree.
Oh, testicali ravioli.
We need a challenger.
Hey, bene. Bene, sono mio sexuale in abbozzo.
So call at 1-800-636-1067. That's our telephone number. We'll take a challenger right now.
Assaggio pimpare.
More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's human to be moved by a fragrance.
That's so true.
Her bouquet cleaved his hardened shell and fondled his muscled heart. He imbibed her glistening spell just before the other shoe fell.
Kramer, that is so lovely.
It's by an unknown 20th century poet.
Oh, what's his name?
Newman.
The Don and Mike Show.
They rock. And that's for Tim, the Don and Mike Show.
We are playing low-budget Jeopardy with a slightly Italian slant. Oh. Let's meet our contestants here, Cousin Luigi.
Oh, yeah, sing a song. Oh, yes. Sono mio sexuale. Go ahead, Danny. And contestando. And this is English part of the program. Oh, as retaggio. Okay, this is low-budget Jeopardy.
We did have one last question before we meet our contestants. Did you comment on Rob Spiewak's new diet?
Oh, sì, yeah.
Did I miss that?
Laiolino tempando, BSOA, the 1 pound, lost.
Okay.
Dai a pilo, papo like a candy, no stop, la fazzo, love a handolino.
All right, I just wanted to make sure that you commented on Rob's diet.
Yeah, this is low budget Gebardino. And now entering the studio.
You see, what my cousin was saying was that although Rob is claiming to have lost 10 pounds, it doesn't look just like he's lost 4 pounds.
Oh no, soiolino scizzo. Bene, bene, Ardissima De Pellino. Pincolo e Sannai, corissimo pubblicano. Qui a Cunilingi Mare Dare. I introduce guests.
Yes.
This low budget Jeopardy. Now here come an attorney. Oh, Sharkosino in La Underraco.
Boo!
From a DC, Sean Haley.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, LQ. Hi, Luigi.
We will let you play the game, even though you're a lawyer. How'd you get through our screeners?
Slipperellino. Yes, Bottom Oceano. Okay. Now entering the studio is a teacher.
Oh, our champion, yes.
Ooh, teacher Lino Luigi Strampazio from Athens, Georgia. Let's say hi to Kathy Spencer.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello, you.
Hello, listen, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, Kathy, how has it changed your life?
Well, I haven't really had much time to enjoy my status as a champion since I've been nursing the wounds on my back from last week's co-host.
Oh, dear, coitino interruption. That's good, Sean and Kathy. Now entering studio host, Jeopardy, the grande Tescari. Let's welcome Alex Trebek Geronimino.
Hey, thank you, cousin Luigi.
Hey, bene, bene.
Mangia.
Solissimo fiumicano, liquido spugio.
Beve.
Sampo bigo pinolino.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Kathy.
Hey,
hello. Now listen, kids, don't forget, answer the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties, suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex unless we're playing the game. That's the killer quizmaster. I always call him my cousin Luigi. You tell it like it is, cousin.
Bene, ejaculatore tortellini.
And here are your categories, kids. And they are celebrity weight.
Oh, CBS or Carmazzone?
Initially speaking.
Ah, that's so my baby Dario.
Celebrity scandal dominoes.
Oh, calamari nice abuso.
Tom Cruise movies.
Oh, Corvetto Pinolino Minuscule.
And syndicated television show ratings.
Oh, Fon Sexagio Toccolino. Oh, Thomas Sam.
I don't know what that has to do with syndicated TV shows.
Eh, bene, bene. It's all Greek to me.
Celebrity weight.
Dimparo caro scisio.
Initially speaking.
Can I know Dagi style?
Celebrity scandal dominoes.
Asio brethagio.
Tom Cruise movie.
Hatso bobelinas.
And syndicated TV show ratings.
Okay, no stupidito. No stupido di cosinas. No, no, no.
And Sean, you are the challenger. Oh, but you know what? You're a lawyer. So we will start with Kathy.
Laiolino, like Rabino, Spivacchio, con la tempanzo. B.S.io.
Yes. Kathy, you go first, please.
I'll take Tom Cruise movies for one.
Okay, here you go. This Tom Cruise movie co-stars Robert Duvall.
Oh, gosh. What is The Color of Money?
Oh, my. No.
Oh, dear. Oh, stupasino. Sean, time to steal you.
What is Days of Thunder?
Yes.
$1 for Sean. Grande cerebrum. Go ahead, Sean.
Let's go for Tom Cruise movies with two.
Tom Cruise movies for two. Co-stars Paul Newman.
What is The Color of Money?
That's what it is there,
Grande,
Kathy.
$2. Mary Elisabetta Mastriantonio. Oh, bene, gigante erezione. Oh, Luigi, love Mary Elisabetta Mastriantonio.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so hot, so grande bovelina. Nipolina protrude. Ah. Hey, go again, Sean.
I will go to Tom Cruise movies for three.
This Tom Cruise movie co-stars Leah Thompson.
Oh, bene, Leah Thompson, yeah.
Well, she's all right.
Oh, Tangalino Laporto.
And no answer.
Okay, Kathy, your chance to steal.
What is Risky Business?
Risky Business, no.
No.
It's All the Right Moves.
All the Right Moves. Tom Cruise, oh, yeah. Puntangaggio Magneto.
Yeah, he's a poon magnet. Even I understood what you were saying there.
Puntangaggio Magneto.
He's a poontang magnet.
Sean, are you in control now?
Let's go with Celebrity Scandal Dominoes for one.
All right, now please remember how this works, that you have Giff, who was taken over by Marv Albert, who was taken over by Tim Allen.
Activino, right. Activino and Lagroino.
As we continue the celebrity scandal dominoes, Tim Allen, who was DUI, leapfrogged this week by another tarnished celebrity whose story has new details.
Ooh,
who is...
Creniame Vecento. Kathy, your chance to steal.
Who is Brian Gumbel?
No. Oh, ahead of yourself.
So close.
I have Marv Albert next because they had to take his pubic hair.
Yeah, tobacco. Yes, pubicano, penfalale.
Okay, so Kathy, here's your next question.
Sean is in control. Sean is in control.
Did she get it right or wrong?
She got it wrong.
Oh, my mistake.
You jump ahead.
My mistake, Cousin Luigi.
Gigante, grenaggio, speedo, through la show, preparazione, grande, work, work, hazzo, sono, slipperino, underlaco, loyalino.
Yes. And I'm sorry, you know why I lost my place in the show? Because I was just thinking how great Rob Spiewak looks with that 10 pounds he's lost.
Oh, bene, bene, Lialino. Yes, biasio.
All right, I am sorry.
Stomace pendulate.
The answer there was Marv Albert pubic hair. So here you go for two.
Cottage cheese.
And back to you, Sean.
Your mano rapido.
The Marv Albert pubic hair story was replaced in Celebrity Scandal Dominoes by this former Today Show host.
Who is Brian Gumbel.
Yes.
Hey, bene, $2, farte con carne. Go ahead, Sean.
Let's close out the categories.
Bryant Gumbel, being in a hotel room with a woman who wasn't his wife, was replaced by the problems of this friend.
Who is Chandler?
Oh, Kathy, your chance to steal.
Need his real name.
Who is Matthew Perry?
Matthew Perry, that's right.
Oh, bene, Kathy, bene. $3, $3 for you, Kathy. You select again, please.
How about initially speaking for one?
Ah, that's a good one, Kathy. I'll just give you some initials.
Bene.
And you tell me what they mean, okay? For
okay.
One. For one. Uno. CIA.
What is one?
CIA.
Oh, wait, what?
Uno is numero. CIA say the thing. You have to answer now, okay? Gigante, bobblehead agio.
CIA.
Okay. CIA? What is Central Intelligence Agency?
Yes, okay.
One Marolino, catch up quick, or Cati.
What is initially speaking for two?
A CNN.
What is...
Oh, bleach blondazio. Shono, chance to steal it.
What is Cable News Network?
That's right, there you go, Sean.
$2 for Shono, go ahead, please.
Let's take initially speaking for three.
PETA.
PETA.
Catalina.
That's your good lawyer.
Catalina, chance to steal it.
What? Could you repeat the question?
No, that's broken the prime directive. No, PETA, that is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and incidentally,
Bleeding Hearts. So.
They love the idea of donkey basketball.
Sì, bene, bene, yeah. Grande protestino. Protestino.
Screw them, hippies.
Picketaggio.
Tie-dye.
Tie-dye, yeah, yeah. Under armo, no ladies, shave all the legs, yeah. Sean, are you in control?
Well, let's go for a syndicated TV show rating, for one.
All right, this is a tough category. I bet you didn't know the ratings for all the syndicated shows, and here you go. For one, this is the most popular syndicated show of them all, and it has a rating of 11.0.
What is Baywatch?
No.
Baywatch, grande bubalinas, bounceaggio bubalinas, bicho bubalinas, red bathing suit bubalinas, bubalina, bubalina, bubalina. Cardi, your chance to steal.
What is Married with Children?
Married with Children, no.
Oh.
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, yeah. Vanna White.
What about Vanna, huh?
Oh, Pinco Ariola. Sono. Sono, you in control.
Let's go with syndicated TV show ratings for two.
This is the most popular daytime TV talk show with a rating of 7.1.
What is the Oprah Winfrey Show?
That's right.
$2 for Sean. Bene, bene, Sean. They select the game.
And let's go for syndicated TV show ratings for three.
All right. This is the most popular entertainment / news prime access show. Boy, that's a mouthful. With a rating of 5.5.
Ooh.
What is Hard Copy?
No.
Copy. Copy. Your chance to steal it.
What is The Today Show?
No,
it's... Entertainment Tonight.
Entertainment Tonight. Hey, Mary Hart.
Mary Hart, how about those legs, huh?
Oh, longo, lego. Ooh, Bobolina. Sean, you in control.
Let's go for Celebrity Waits for One.
All right, this is the last category on the board now.
Casual.
And here's the first answer.
Smokemo.
I'll tell you the name of a celebrity, and you tell me how much he or she, the last reported weight was. Jay Leno.
What is 195?
Cathy, time to steal.
What is 240?
Wow.
Well, you got a bad TV.
but he knew.
No, Jay Leno, 185.
185, oh, Bigocino, Gigante, yeah. Cino, Deformate.
Oh, he's not. He,
Grande Deformate.
He is not.
He, elephant mano.
He is not deformed.
Elefante, elefante mano.
He's not the elephant.
Elefante senor.
Have you ever seen?
Elefante, bag on the head.
Is it senor Mexican, though?
Eh, senor. No. Senor. Hey, Italia y yeah. Mexicano. Right. Mexicano don't drink in the water. Waterino in a stool.
And if you think that Jay Leno looks like the elephant man, have you seen David Letterman?
Oh, David Letterman, sì. Grande deformate.
Ugly.
Deformate with the con latito, separaggio, separaggio, cleftaggio. David Letterman. Hey, Sean, are you in control?
Let's go for celebrity waits for two.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, more gastrointestinal.
What is...
Give me a hint. It's under 1,000.
What is 240?
Oh, close. Close. Con carne. Scott, your chance to steal.
Close.
What is 200?
She's on that same diet Rob's on.
Yeah.
225 for Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie, trimaggio alla buccia. Sono in controllo.
And let's close out the category.
All right, the last question on the board. Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
And listen, I'll tell you something. For those of you who are wondering just how fat I am these days, this is my current weight also.
Oh, Benny, Benny, Benny. Secret word game.
What is 210?
210, no. Oh, sorry.
Catiaggio.
What is 240?
Thanks again.
No,
sorry, that would be 215.
215, bene, Danny, 215.
Big load just like Drew Carey.
Hey, so that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Yes, it is. And Cousin Luigi, as we go to... Did you just call me a bad name?
No, Luigi, Spirito Serva, Assolino, Harissimo, Nipolina.
Do you have the scores we're going to break, Cousin?
Sì, Danny, sì, è Italia, tu. Sì, sì, bene.
Sounds like it's
Hey, Sean. Sean has $9. Katari has $4.
All right, anything can happen. In final low-budget Jeopardy, where we physically force you both to bet it all, here is your answer, Sean and Kathy. Oh, the category is Bill Clinton, the rock and roll president. And here's the answer. On a recent VH1 special, Bill Clinton said that this is his all-time favorite Beatles song. All right, Bill Clintoni,
Hornagio dog, agio.
Rock and roll president said that this is his favorite Beatles song. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
Ebbene, Dani, pubblico servizio announcemente.
It's a PSA, everybody.
After la sexuale intercorso.
Yes.
Smocaggio la sigaretta.
Right.
Codolino.
Yes.
Smucce, I love you. But after la sexuale intercorso, wascio la parzo privatagio.
This is a public service announcement?
Wascio la parzo privatagio, grande importante. Yeah. No wascio la parzo is no good or accumulato muchismo ciso. And digo, stincolino, facio good hygiene e avoido la desizio sexuale e prevento accumulato ciso. Leavens in la bedrome is bado.
Did you say leavens?
Leavens in la bedrome is bado por la laundrilino. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy with Alex Rebecca Garlino.
Hey, cousin! An important PSA. Wash yourself.
Ragionati, bravatino, shaptagio, scrovellino.
Wash your leavens.
Yeah, leavens in a sheetso.
Who do I want to talk to first here, cousin?
Kathy Bobolino, Bobolihedo.
Kathy?
The low woman at a totem pole.
From Athens, Georgia. Kathy?
Yes.
Kathy, it is Bill Clinton's all-time favorite Beatles song.
What is Let It Be?
Kathy, $0. $0 for a Kathy.
That was a good guess, Kathy. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, you can win if you have the right answer, my friend.
What is Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
Sean, no lira. $0 for Sean Haley.
Favorite Beatles song? Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby, Ringolino, Radicalino. Ringo.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
That means this is the type of game that only Ken Stevens can love, Cousin Luigi.
Oh, Ken Stevens, sì. Skin tag agio for a Ken Stivalino. Humane wormo.
Because you're giving away no money today on the show. Now, Kathy, you get to keep the money you won in the past, and we have prizes for both of you, Sean and Kathy. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Now, here's My cousin Luigi, with your gifts. Cousin?
Bene, Dani. Congratulatore porcati a Sean. Thank you. You have won a Gillette Sensore XL gift package. Only Sensore XL has a protectavino microfins for extra comfort and self-adjustino blades for an incredible crossanino. Take the Sensor XL challenge. Ooh, scevo per la vaginale.
Maybe one of your girlfriends.
Ooh, sì. Luigi, a grande por trimaggio perfectamento. Gillette.
You like just a nice little landing strip down there, don't you?
Sì, yes. Un rectalone. Rectangle. But wait.
There's more.
You have one, an Aliso t-shirt. Oh, cheap, Agio. Oh,
Arliss, right.
And a hat in the celebrazione. Still on the air.
Yes, going into the second year, incredibly.
At the return of Aliso on HBO, June 14th. So, Aliso, check it in June 23rd or June 30th issue of Sports Illustrated or Swimsuit issue. Cati Arlindo, grande, nipolina protrude. Details on how to win Arliss dream ticket. But wait.
There's more.
I try in best English.
Okay.
You have won a Ghost in the Darkness prize pack. Oh, assaggio, bretaggio. Death bretaggio. Jimmy the intern. Jimmy the intern, death bretaggio.
Who has worse breath, you or Jimmy the intern?
Oh, a death bretaggio for Jimmy the intern. Luigi Cosecando. Garlico. Garlico, grande. With just a hint of a funetaggio. And make sure you order Ghost in the Darkness on pay-per-view today. Call your local cabalani, operatori for detail. Bene, bene. Thank you, Cathy. Thank you, Sean. Thank you for playing the game, Agio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Cathy. Have a great weekend, kids. Well, cousin, sadly, we've got to leave. I know that you're...
Muy manja, manja time, manja time. Dennis Murphy, Parmesan.
You're on the next boat back to Italy.
Ah, sì. Asso pimpale, dimple cottage cheese. Sì, Dani, vieni. Italia, call my name, Luigi. Say, I got to go. I got to go, Dani.
Well, don't forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Testacano Ravioli, Coran Incorporated. It is distributed by King World.
Well, cousin Luigi, I say it to you. Benny, manja.
Manja, fungi con toja.
And I will see you the next time.
Oh, yeah. Calamari, nice and buscio. I say, arrivederci, Dani. Asso grande.
I think he had something else he wanted to say. Hold on.
Dani. Dani, for open a porto. Okay. Open a porto. Hey, Johnny.
Was I fast with the sound effect, or did you linger?
I linger, you know. Okay. Linger, you know. That's a break.
Now, what would you like to say? Well, Final Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
Coran Incorporatino, e check out on the door my wish ass done.
Ah. His English is so much better.
Yeah.
Better every
very,
time.
Very outspoken.
Yes, he is.
Very outspoken. And his breath today, as you heard, rant.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I'll tell you, it was really hot today. It was worth the trip in, wasn't it? Just it was. It was so hot today. I saw a robin dipping his worm in nest tea. It was so hot today. I saw a pigeon walking in the shadow of Orson Welles. It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, "If you want it your way, cook it yourself."
The Don and Mike Show.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Who are those guys that just walk by the window? Did we have a couple of strange guys walk by the window?
I hate it when people walk by the window and wave. And the guy that walked by gave that little one finger like Dick Clark salute.
Hey there.
Like walked by like, hey, radio guy. Coming at ya.
How's it going? Did they look like radio people?
No, I think they're construction guys.
Okay.
And just in case, see. That's my message for all the construction guys out there.
I just hope nobody plays with that piece of equipment that they have out there in the main room, that incredibly horrific-looking piece of apparatus that looks like it could do terrible things to the human body.
You could pull a Fargo on that.
Yeah, you could pull a big-time Fargo on
that. You know that great scene that we laughed at this weekend at my house where he's trying to push...
push that foot down into that wood chipper, and it just won't go? That's the lady's foot, right?
Yeah, no, it's the guy. It's the little guy that's his partner.
Oh, it's that guy who's putting it in there.
Yeah, or, you know, it could be the lady, but I think it's the partner. It's supposed to be his little, hey, that's your buddy you're trying to put in the wood chipper there.
Yeah, but I think that it was a feminine type leg. And
really?
I think that guy had hard shoes. The guy that comes in and his face is all shot and he goes, look at me, I'm shot.
Remember the line from me goes, you should see the other guy.
I think it's the Steve Buscemi guy because there's a tennis shoe on it, I remember. A guy's tennis shoe.
Well, and when it's in the machine, it's just a sock, right?
I thought it was a shoe, like a tennis shoe.
There's a shoe on
it's
there?
It's Adidas, yeah.
And you know, I've lost my big... we had a big argument about Fargo that I lost when I thought that the...
there was a little girl in the car.
And you had said... And then I had to, like, get really close and look at it.
You remember that scene when...
And it actually wasn't a little kid.
When they're on the side of the road when he shoots the cop and then the other car drives by?
I thought it was a little girl.
And that was in the wreckage of the car.
And it was actually a young woman that was in the car. But I think that's the... They make a reference, don't they, in the movie to the fact that he was putting his buddy in the... I guess well, that was... Remember when they were riding in the car?
She says to him...
I guess that was your buddy you were putting in the wood chipper.
Yeah, but he never addresses it.
He doesn't address anything.
Because the last time we see the wife...
Right.
She's got like a sheet over her and she's just laying on the floor, right?
Yeah, because like he's still tied to the chair. Yeah,
he's been busy watching a soap opera and eating his canned food.
You know, and when we were sitting at your party the other day and Fargo came on, we're looking at Fargo, like seriously, it's a comedy.
Oh, we laughed our asses off.
There's just something about it. I mean, it's sick in the head.
That's a great movie. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what number am I?
Oh, we already have a winner. I thought you were calling to tell us who it is that's put into the wood chipper at the end of Fargo.
Oh, God.
All right. Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Will you pay my mortgage for a month?
It's a kid.
I hope this isn't the kid that started the prostitution ring at his junior high school.
Oh, that's nasty.
I know.
Did you read about that?
No, my mom was trying to call.
That is like, hold on, son. That's a local story here in Northern Virginia.
When they like 13?
13-year-old pimpy, and he had a 12-year-old girl. They say that they don't think that they actually had sex.
But the girls were paying him to set them up with other boys that they could get paid for to have sex.
Exactly. All of them, future CBS radio listeners. God damn, what is wrong?
It's a sick world we live in.
Son, don't call us until you're 18.
You're not allowed to call us until you're 18.
My mom. Can you talk to her?
Oh, yes. If mommy's there, it's okay.
Not mommy. Mom.
Put mommy on the phone.
Hello.
Gee, your mom smells like Miracle Whip. Hello, mommy.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. And how old is that lad?
He is 12.
Okay for him to be listening to the show. If you're supervising it, it's okay.
That's a very dangerous age.
I was in the car on my way home from work. I was trying to be the 100 caller.
Oh, right. See, because we've already moved past that. We're on the topic of whose foot it was in the wood chipper in the last scene in Fargo. If it was the little guy who got his face shot or if it was the wife.
The wife. And that's the scene we saw at your house where she's right before she gets kidnapped when she's sitting there watching.
She's watching TV. She's watching, like, the Regis show.
Yeah, and she's got that look where
she's knitting.
Yeah.
Dad.
And you did the thing with Dad. Will you be staying for dinner? In that movie, when you get a large group of people that have all seen it, she takes it to a different level.
She comes there in the shower. Yeah. And then she runs out. She got the shower curtain right. She goes, she runs down the stairs. We laughed. I mean, I had milk coming out of my nose. You're laughing so much.
And William Macy, who he got nominated for that, and he's, man, he is hysterical when he's talking to the guy about the serial numbers on the car. Yeah. I'll fax it to you. That's a piece of work. That movie's great.
Whose foot is that?
Yeah, we want to know whose foot it is.
Got to know whose foot is that.
I don't know.
You should see the other guy.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right. Bye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How's it going, guys?
Great, my friend.
What's your fee? We need to know your finder's fee.
Yeah, your finder's fee.
Yeah, no, go ahead, sir. Sorry.
No, no problem. Say, guys, I just got the truck list here. I came in, turned on the TV and on my Dish Network. I got a live cop chase bank robbery.
Is it from L.A.?
Yeah, KTLA Channel 5.
Dang it. I wish we lived in L.A. That's great watching live car chases. Where is the guy at?
He's on, you know, to tell you the truth, I just turned it on and got through and... But he's on some freeway, and I know that...
I'd like to know which freeway. I know the freeways of Southern California. Is it Ventura Highway? Is it the 5?
He's now approaching the Pasadena Freeway.
The Pasadena Freeway. Hey, that's a big one. There won't be a lot of traffic there this time of day.
Yeah, and it looks like it. He's driving a Ford Taurus.
A Ford Taurus? I wonder if he's got the CLI package.
I think it is the CLI package.
Turn it up. Let us hear the audio, please.
Okay. Just a second here.
Wasn't Dennis Murphy going out west?
Yeah, I need a little cash.
What if it was Dennis in that car?
Imagine Dennis. Dennis, though, wouldn't wear a mask or anything. To see him staring.
He'd be hanging out of the car. So,
here you go.
So he can get his camera time.
He's just gotten off, and he's taking the Pasadena Freeway southbound.
Listen,
okay.
This is a perfect example of when I describe these things that I watch on TV.
This is even good hearing it.
Southbound at Stadium Way. This was the I-5 at Stadium Way. He has now exited off, he has transitioned off onto the Pasadena Freeway southbound.
They're getting good at it. You notice that? Yeah. They're getting really calm about it now.
It doesn't sound to me like it's Channel 4, though.
Oh, he hit the side.
Oh, he hit the side?
Yeah, he's slowing down. He's got a problem.
Oh, then it's the end of the chase.
What's that?
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
The end of the chase.
Median, but he apparently just bounced off it and continues to travel on.
Ah, he continues.
I love this.
Probably got smoke pouring out of his car.
Southbound Pasadena Freeway. We're watching this as it happens live from SkyCam 5.
Yeah, I tell you what, that is a network TV series.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
But would you
great.
Agree the real magic is when you with that second sight you have watch it live?
Oh, yeah.
Something about seeing it live is...
Because you never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
The same thrill that guy's going through right there. Abe, our caller from Wichita. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Bueno Booster Radio Guard.
Right, hello.
Hey, Fargo, that was the woman's foot because she had socks on. The guy, the little guy, had black shoes on.
That's what I thought, he had hard shoes.
Yeah, he had hard shoes. But
yeah.
When he was...
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great scene.
The only thing I'm going to say about that is that the one line she has, though, when she says, you know, I guess that was your buddy in the wood chipper back there.
But she doesn't know it was. She doesn't know... At that point, she doesn't know that Mrs. Gunderson, or whatever her name is, she doesn't know that she's dead, right?
And that hairdo when she's sitting on the couch,
a bunch of knitting.
And what great thieves they are, too, when they break in and the little guy just comes up the stairs.
When he's standing back there by the sliding glass door, just looking in.
And you notice the little idiosyncrasies, the little details, like he's in a community with houses just surrounding it, and he takes a crowbar and he breaks the window, the plate glass window.
God. Dad, are you staying for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to know your fee.
Yeah.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, I'm calling about the guy in the wood chipper. It's the guy that's in the Big Lebowski now. It's not the woman.
The Big Lebowski is the little guy.
Right. He's the one that's in the wood chipper.
I would almost be willing to bet on it.
Really? I'm telling you, my brother is a...
We need a copy of the movie down here, ASAP.
This is actually...
I gave one to my brother for Christmas. I know that he knows. I call him.
Oh, I've got the movie, too.
You know what? It might hinge on because I think the leg, you also see the pants, right?
And they're white pants.
Are they white or khaki?
I think they're white.
I don't think they're white.
As a matter of fact, I think that they are sweatpants.
Really?
Which is what Mrs. G was wearing.
That's
right.
I don't think they're sweatpants.
She's wearing sweatpants. If it's sweatpants, then that would be the clincher right there.
I don't think they're sweatpants.
This is why witness accounts never match up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just calling because I know who it was in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
It was Steve Buscemi or whatever his name is.
The guy.
Yeah, when she arrests the guy, remember she like holds the gun up to him when he's trying to put the foot in the thing, and he can't get it in. Then she on the way back, driving him back to the police station, I guess she goes. So I guess that was the hostage, the poor guy.
No, you got it all wrong.
She says, I guess that was your buddy in the wood chipper.
Yeah, no.
But that's what I said before, like 5 minutes ago.
And besides, that guy with the white hair, he never says anything anyway. He just
he doesn't. He doesn't confirm what this hinges on. Your Honor, this hinges on actually seeing what the pants are because you can see.
We need to get that movie in here today.
Fargo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I need to know your
thing.
Hello.
I think that in the wood chipper, he already put his buddy in, and he was done, and then he was trying to fit the girl in.
Now, why are you speculating that much? How do you know what he was
doing? Don't jump on this guy just because he agrees with me.
How do you know that? How could you possibly...
He's got the gift, Mike. He's got the gift.
But we need to know his fee.
I'm pretty anal about Fargo.
You were right the first time.
I've only seen that movie about 100 times.
And I was passionate about it in my disagreement with you. We actually got home that night and it was on and you called me and said, it's It's the lady. It's not a little girl.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, it was the guy.
All right, thank you.
The girl had little pink booties on.
Pink she didn't booties. Have booties on.
Huh?
Oh, come on. The lady didn't have booties on.
Pink booty, the girl.
Booty. Booty Holly. We won't know until we get a copy of the movie here, because someone watching it at home, there's no dialogue to indicate if it's the man or the lady's leg. Right. You know what, even better? Why don't you just give me the number of those guys? Of those Coen boys.
The Coen brothers, they got a big movie out now, The Big Lebowski. They want to promote it.
Or give me the number of the movie company.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We could call and find out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, Radio Gods.
Howdy. Hi.
Listen, it was the guy in the wood chipper, because they said to her, she said to him in the back of the car.
I've already said that.
Oh, my God. Does anybody listen to this show?
I have already said that it was he. Margie says to the guy, I guess that was your buddy in the wood chipper there.
But then he doesn't say anything.
Right. And another thing, if you're a Fargo aficionado and you've seen it a lot of times, another thing where you
I've seen it a lot, Mike.
You want to get a real laugh out of it, watch their diet. Watch the diet between Margie and her husband, which is just to say, I'll make you some eggs. It starts out with eggs, then they have the Arby's food that they have.
Oh, and then they go to the buffet.
The buffet with the fried chicken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was wondering what the lips thing means, too. I think I got it figured out.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
No.
You know, there's a lot of,
figure it out.
You know what it is? There's a lot of spring vacations.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of Easter vacations getting out right now. Listen, go ask your mommy.
Yeah, you're not allowed to call till you're 18.
Okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm watching Fargo as we speak, and I wanted to tell Don and Mike who it is in the wood chipper.
Well, see, but...
Are you watching it on tape, or are you watching it on cable?
I'm watching it on a videotape.
While I appreciate that, we have no way of knowing if you have the gift to be able to interpret if it's a man or a woman's foot.
Well, let's say maybe we can get a description of the foot, and that might help in our identification of the body of the wood chipper.
Okay. Go ahead, ma'am.
Are you at that part?
Yeah, after she says that was the guy in the wood chipper, she says that I guess that was Mrs. So-and-so in there on the floor.
Oh, that could be significant.
I need to see this scene. Please. Listen, if I'm wrong, I'll give it up in a second. But I don't think I'm wrong.
But if she says that, that would indicate that she saw somebody on the floor.
But she was just asking.
Yeah, what if she was able to play it?
I was still, Mike, I got to see it with my own eyes. No offense. I think I'm right about this.
This would make us even on the Fargo disputes.
I'm positive I'm right about it. The more that you're now starting to crow. If someone would please, real simple, go out to Blogbuster and get us that. But we have a four-hour show. We've got time.
Get Fargo.
Rob?
Yes.
Go get that movie. And as a matter of fact, set up the VCR because I want to watch the tape of Jingle Boy today, please. Okay? Would you do that? Let's put this on hold.
Sure.
Until we are able to watch the movie ourselves.
Then we'll come to the final conclusion.
Okay? We'll take two more calls on this topic. And that's it. Then we're going to change the topic. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can go through the story as quickly as possible.
Just tell me, guy or girl?
The guy. It's Steve Buscemi.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Guy or girl?
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Was it the guy or the girl?
It's the girl. You can see the...
See, we got all kinds of people thinking different stuff. Right?
That movie is so... It was very popular, but it's also got that real cult following.
Oh, yeah, betcha. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll get our own copy, and then we'll decide who's right and who's wrong.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll be king of the wood chippers. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Well, tomorrow on the show... Are you ready for the lineup we have tomorrow?
Why?
Let me talk to this guy first. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
It's the guy.
Turn your radio down.
Please, no
okay,
more calls.
Just a second.
We're going to watch it ourselves. I mean, watch it ourselves. Hello? tomorrow on the show, Margaret Chow.
Chow?
Yeah, Margaret yeah. Cho. Like General Chow?
Oh,
yeah,
the comedian.
Right.
Right?
You know. I am very funny.
Had a sitcom for a while.
Yeah, she did. A failed sitcom.
Uh-huh.
She's coming in to discuss that with us tomorrow.
Very good.
Also tomorrow, Leslie Visser.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bueno Arbusto from ESPN.
You're kidding me.
She'll be on the show tomorrow.
Wow.
And most importantly, of course, tomorrow is the Renner Mortgage Show.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is Jerry Reed's birthday.
Jerry!
Oh. Jerry!
Jerry!
Jerry Reed. So we will have a, that's very similar to Lay King.
Lay King, Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed. We'll have all of that tomorrow. And here now is the book. Why'd you bring me the book?
A listener brought up the book. The book has the dialogue from the movie.
Okay. All right, then you got to go to the police car.
All right, well...
At the very end.
But when she says about your little buddy, he doesn't say anything.
All right, yeah, but if she says that, okay, that was so okay, so back on
hold
the floor.
Hold on, so was that Mrs. Lundegaard in there? She glances in the rearview mirror. Grimsud, cheeks sunk, eyes hollow, looks sourly out the road. I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper. His head bobs with bumps in the road. Otherwise, he is motionless, reactionless, scowling, and gazing out.
So the first line is, I guess that was Mrs. So-and-so in there.
And
see,
then...
in there is a very vague comment.
But he does not offer an answer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if this is something that they want to leave up to your own discretion.
Right.
But we should be able to figure out by looking at the foot, right?
Yeah, that's what we need. We need to see the pants, the sock, and the shoe on that leg.
All right, hold on. Marge advances. Oh, Rob, give me some music here, please. I'll give you a dramatic reading of the whole scene. Oh, wrong music.
That's X-rated. Triple X-rated music.
Give me something a little mellower, Rob. Oh, that's good. Too up-tempo. I don't want a disco. I want to read about someone being put into a wood chipper.
You betcha, yeah.
Okay, let's try this one. All right, this is better.
Perfect.
Marge advances. The man is forcing downward something which engages the roaring power tool and makes harsh, spluttering noises.
Okay, that's before we see anything.
The man is Grimsud. Grimsrud, his nose red and eyes watering from the cold, hat flaps pulled down over his ears. His breath steams as he sourly goes about his work, both hands pressing down on a shod foot as if it were the shaft of a butter churn. The roar is very loud. Marge slogs down to the next tree, panting, looking. Grimsrud forces more of the leg into the machine, which we can now see sprays small wet chunks out the bottom. Marge's eyes shift. A large, dark form lies in the snow next to Grimsrud. He works on, eyes watering. With a grunt, he bends down out of frame and re-enters holding a thick log. He uses it to force the leg deeper into the machine. Marge is advancing. She holds a gun. He rubs his nose with the back of his hand. She comes in grimacing. His back strains as he puts his weight in the log that pushes down to the machine. And then that's it. Then she says, stop, police. Turn around.
Doesn't say.
So it does not say.
Well, get back the one where they're in the car. The just read that again. She went by that really, really quickly. What did she say when they're in the car? Because that is significant.
So was that Mrs. Lundegaard? God, you're a pain in the ass on this.
Because I'm right.
You're wrong.
I'm right. I know I'm right.
Didn't you say the same thing about the car wreck?
Can a guy be wrong once and right the second time?
Okay, Larry. You sound like Larry. You had a little bit of... Can a guy be wrong? All right, listen. I'll give you the 10 grand. I just donated $2 million to university.
Just all humor right. me okay. and read me that, right. that one scene when they're in the, when they get in the car.
Okay. So that was Mrs. Lundegaard in there? She glances up in the rearview mirror. Grimsrud, cheeks sunk, eyes hollow, looks sourly at the road. Marge shakes her head. I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear. I just wanted to hear it again.
Grimsrud's head bops with bumps in the road. Otherwise, he is motionless, reactionless, scowling, and gazing out.
Okay.
There's nothing. Mr. Ginsburg, there is nothing here. That is definite that says that that was the little guy in there.
Mr. Speaker.
The little buddy.
And he just left the floor, and I asked him to stay. As a disgrace. As a disgrace.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got it queued up. Yeah, you betcha.
Well, we just heard the dialogue anyway.
No, yeah, we got to see it ourselves. It's visual, sir. We've got to see it.
You don't want to hear it?
I just read the dialogue.
You know, and even after we see it, I think the only authority on it would be the Cohen boys. We must get the Cohen boys.
That's the first sign to me that you think you don't have it right.
Well, no, I don't think that it's a defendable position when we see it, but I'd like to see...
I think it'll be very apparent that it's a girl's leg, just like it was apparent to me that it was a girl that was in that car wreck.
Well, if she's wearing sweatpants, right? She's wearing sweatpants.
It looks like a girl's leg, with maybe even like girl socks on, as I recall.
Well,
he wasn't a very big guy either, you know.
You know, he sounds like he's from Fargo.
Yeah.
He's a little womanly white guy.
All right, listen. Let's take one call from a guy in which... Oh, the guy in Wichita. He's going to tell us what happened in that car chase that we were watching.
Good.
All right.
Yes, Abe.
It sucks. It's back to Blossom right now.
Blossom.
Blossom.
But what you guys missed out on, they were on, I think it was called Hudson Freeway, maybe?
And they, anyways, doesn't really matter. Tried to take an exit, didn't make it, hit the median, bounced back, did like 180. They get out and run, right?
Yeah.
And they jump over.
Oh, the suspects got out and ran?
Two of them did.
That's a great episode.
Yeah. Jumped over, but this is the great part. They got into some people's backyard, right? One of them goes hides in a garage. And the thing is, the helicopter's on top of them the whole time. And the other one tries jumping the fence, and he rips out his back pocket and the money. There's like, it shows like, looked like probably 15 or 20, you know, bills flying in the wind. And he flips over the fence, and there's three cops waiting.
That's a good visual.
Yeah.
That's a good visual. You're a good reporter. Thank you, Abe.
Hey, no problem, guys. I love your show.
All right, there he is, our on-the-scene reporter watching his television.
Nobody got shot.
It's Abe.
No, it sucks, but hey.
Okay, thank you, Abe.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Listen, we'll get a copy of that movie, and we'll figure that out ourselves.
We shall.
Now, we've got other stuff to discuss. I didn't want to tell you what it is. Stay there, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, which side of the bed do you want?
You're sleeping on the sofa, Mr. Powers. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that the only reason we're sharing a room is to keep up the context that we're a married couple on vacation.
Right. Shall we shag now or shall we shag later? How do you like to do it? Do you like to wash up first? You know, top and tails, horse bath. Personally, before I'm on the job, I like to give my undercarriage a bit of a how's your father. I'm just joking, Vanessa. I'm just trying to get a rise out of you. That's all for giggles.
The Don and Mike Show. Famed gay magician, Don and Mike.
What have we done? Okay. It's not often that I make an apology.
Yeah. You're right.
So, on with the show.
I have to. How did you? What drew you to that?
Frida called me.
Really?
She put on the LaserDisc. You know, I if there's anyone whose opinion I trust.
Yes, I know your wife is.
My wife
is definitive for
you. You know, and she would certainly love being there against you.
Of course she would.
But
yes.
She called as much as it pains her that I'm making a horse's patoot of myself, that it's obvious that it's a male foot.
It's a male foot that's being put in the wood chip. Was there any other evidence or anything, like the pants or anything that she
said
was looking at?
She said, if you look at it, it's a man's foot.
It's the guy.
It's the guy.
Well, he's a little,
He said, you're a dummy. It's a guy.
Well, you also have to remember that it's not really his foot. You know what I mean? Right. So, I mean, it's some kind of like plastic foot anyway, but we can all agree that it is a good scene. It is a great scene.
And you were right.
Well, you were right the last time, and I was equally adamant when we had that. We had an argument about that person in the car.
That was a much worse argument.
It gets intense because we both want to be so right about this, and I'm like, I know it is. And then you called, and I hadn't seen it, and you called me, and you said,
well,
it's the girl. And I said, okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. And then I saw it later, and I was sitting there watching it going, oh, God, I wish I was right.
Well, that's turnaround for you then.
That's good. I feel good about that.
Hello.
Hi. Correct.
I feel great about it. I feel great that I spent a half hour screaming about it.
Well, it was a big debate. A lot of people on both sides of the issue.
Hello.
I'm sorry to do this, CNN, but there is corroboration. There's a scene right before Steve Buscemi goes to pick up the money from the old guy, where he's basically in a hotel room with the chick from the bar, and he's getting it, and the only thing he's wearing at the time are two white athletic socks. And the Indian guy comes in and just tosses them around the room, plain as day.
Listen, as I believe I said that with a lot of velocity and a lot of heart and a lot of passion, I said...
That's wrong.
There you go.
All right. Well, the issue is closed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But we're still watching the Jingle Boy videotape.
Where he wears the dress.
Yeah, being as Rob's already hooked up the VCR.
All right.
Hello.
Bueno, our Bush.
Right. Hi, my friend.
Hello.
Hi. What?
What happened was I ate a lot of Trident gum. The green kind.
Yes.
Peppermint, I believe. Chewed it, swallowed it up, and to my surprise, turns your defecation fluorescent green.
Thanks so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Adio!
Thanks for checking in.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to see that experiment. Rob, why don't you get some gum?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. I wanted to tell you guys, I was in South Point last week, and I met the actor.
You know, if you see red
in your stools. I just want to, just a health tip. You know, that's probably not Trident gum.
You should see a physician immediately.
Like if you go out and you try to chew a bunch of gum down to make your poops turn a different color because you heard it on our show.
Oh, that's not blood. I was chewing Big Red. Mmm.
Hello.
Yeah. You ready for me?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if I have any more blood in the stool jokes. But I believe the well's dry. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I was in Fells Point last week, and Steve Massimi from Fargo was at this bar because he was filming, he was a guest star on Homicide.
Yeah.
And I asked him, because you guys were talking about this last week.
Yeah.
And I asked him whose leg it was.
You know, I bet we did talk about that because we watched the movie at my house this week.
That's right.
Yeah. So I said, you know, we were talking to him. He's a really nice guy. And I said, well, whose leg is it in the wood chipper? And he just shrugged his shoulders and said, it's one of those things you have to come to your own conclusion.
You know, that doesn't surprise me because that's the Coen brothers. They do a lot of
that. Don't say that because now I'm going to want to start the argument up again.
Well, I was sitting there during the break, and I went back to seeing her. I actually was trying to see her on the floor, and there's a similar thing. I don't think that's by accident. I think they do that on purpose.
I don't care about it anymore.
Okay?
You were right. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I hate to bust your balls, man, but you read it in that book yourself about her, the foot being shod.
Jesus Christ, you're an idiot.
How am I an idiot?
I don't know. I just didn't have anything else to say.
You know, I just want
to... I'm tired of talking about it. I admitted I screamed it out.
I was wrong. Damn. Okay. I turned the radio off so that I wouldn't piss you off by calling you on the phone and you hearing the radio.
I didn't mean to call you. I don't know. You might be an idiot.
I want to end it right now. Right now, I want to end it. This is perfect. I like it. I like
I'm
it when
sorry,
I end
Don.
Like this.
Don, I'm sorry.
I don't accept your apology. All right. Thank you.
Probably apologizing to you anyway.
Oh, man. Bye-bye. God. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what does some DSL mean?
Oh, boy, that's the question du jour.
Hello. Oh, that's a bad car phone. I'm sorry. We can't take that call. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Calling from another kind of car phone. Listen, here's another great wood chipper incident for a movie for you. Steven Seagal, the end of the movie. The guy hits the wood chipper on their way to, like, the Brazilian rainforest to chop up all that hardwood, and the guy splatters all over the side of the boat.
That's the one with the fattest Steven Seagal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that the new one where he wears the jacket with the fringe on the sleeves?
No.
No.
Come on, buddy!
Don't know, Baldy.
Not a lot of movies with wood chippers in them. That's why you're going to give those Coen boys credit.
Hello, Don and Mike here.
What's wrong with people?
Oh, we're getting his DSL calls.
DSL. Everybody wants to know about DSL.
Hey, no more Fargo, no more DSLs.
Those subjects are officially closed.
Unless we're talking about this picture that Buzz just slipped me. This picture right here of Helen Hunt.
Isn't she lovely?
Look at that.
Bustle.
Look at that.
Very flattering picture out of the New York Post.
She's a handsome woman.
You know, for a long period of time, we weren't really sure exactly what Helen Hunt had in that category, and I think the movie, as good as it gets...
She got nice tatas.
That picture. Mm-hmm.
Like and this picture, what newspaper does this come from, Buzz?
New York Post.
Mm-hmm. She's hanging out of this dress.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know what it is about Helen Hunt, because she's not what you would describe as a real beauty. You
no,
know
she's
I mean?
Not model pretty.
She's right. not a beauty right. contest yeah. winner. Yeah. But boy, oh boy, she sure does make me want to hump my chair.
She looks like she takes care of herself, too.
Yeah, a little sultry quality, maybe.
Yeah.
I just hate seeing her next to Paul Reiser. That always
Paul Reiser. Oh, but listen, take some solace in this.
Mm-hmm.
If it hasn't happened already,
right?
When she wins the Oscar,
yeah.
you know, that's a dagger through his heart.
And she's going to leave him leave him behind like
high
a salty pickle. Absolutely.
I hope she asks for a whole bunch more money than he makes, too. Oh, listen, when I was talking to my wife, this is funny. This is just something about her kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Our son will be 13 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Right.
So he comes home from school today, and he says, listen, there's something at school that I got to go to tonight. There's a play or an assembly or something I've got to go to. And she says, oh, well, I don't know. Dad's not going to be home, and you know, I'll get home till 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
I don't know. She says, the whole time thinking that she's going to have to go and be there and sit through whatever this thing is. And she says, I don't know if I've got the time to go. And then he said, I don't want you to go.
Ooh.
And that's the first time that she's heard that. That's what she told me when she was watching Fargo.
Wow. Is that the teenage thing?
Yeah, I said, hey, that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he doesn't want to... Honey, that's a good sign he doesn't want to be with you.
He's sprouting his wings a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, mom and dad begin to become, you know, baggage, man.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a normal thing for teenagers. Yeah.
It's okay, because it hasn't happened to me yet.
That's going to kill you when that happens.
So I'm not. It's not going to happen to me. I'm cool with it, Mike. I'm down with that.
It's never going to happen. All the way through his 30th birthday, he will not do that to you.
It's possible. It's possible we'll have a good relationship like that.
Did he give any reasons as to why, or was it
he
just
he wants to be
that?
With his friends.
Just wants to be with his buds.
Wants to sit with his buddies. Doesn't want to sit with his mommy anymore.
Well, that's it's normal. Right. It's happening right on schedule.
Right, I got you. She's just a little broken up about it. That's all.
That's tough. I know that. That's the 12-13 transition.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
So the stream of consciousness that is this show, there's a great scene in an old James Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service where a guy skis into a snowblower. All the red snow comes flying
out. Wow. Hey, except, you know what, when that movie came out, they couldn't show as graphically
right.
as you could now a guy skiing into that machine.
Oh, they do.
And
they
then
do.
There's that one, I think it's Indiana Jones or one of those movies where he pushes the guy into the blades of the propeller. Remember
oh, yeah.
That?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but again, you don't really see it, though.
No, you just see a little splatter.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
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 Hi. I was wondering if you guys have seen the Jerry Springer Show yet, Too Hot for TV.
We've got a copy of the tape here. We haven't watched it yet.
You do. Do you guys still want the Fargo tape?
Do we want the what tape?
The Fargo
tape. No, the Fargo subject is closed.
No.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank ye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Tammy. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, Tammy.
I got a question about Kiki that was on yesterday.
Oh. Kiki.
Oh, the lovely Kiki.
Kiki, baby. Hold on. Let me get on a tape here for Kiki.
Oh,
Kiki, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, Kiki on the zoo.
Oh, lovely Kiki.
Yes.
Oh, do you know if that was her real stomach? Or if she was wearing a bulletproof vest.
That's a good one.
That's not a punch. It's a bulletproof vest, Jack.
I'd like to say something right here. Those of you who saw the morning paper, or the evening paper, whatever it was, they gave me a fantastic, they gave us a fantastic write-up.
A fantastic write-up.
Well, they did. Except they said I had a punch here, and I want to tell you something. I got their damn punch. I wore a bulletproof vest on stage. True.
True.
Well, in case some fool decides to take a 22 and blow my belly button off.
Ooh.
That's the truth. I got his punch.
Punch.
Oh, bitch.
Way to go.
Right.
Thank you, Tammy.
Right.
Goodbye.
Hey, ma'am. And you know how he did that? It was like before that next night's show, he said, put a bulletproof vest on me, man, and I'll say that's the punch.
Do you think that lady Kiki has sobered up yet?
I'm not sure. It seemed to me she was on quite a bender.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don was wrong. Don was wrong.
I can face up to it. Yeah.
He did. He did.
I got a pretty good batting average going, though.
Yeah, he does, and you were right on the first one.
Don was wrong. Don was wrong.
Stop it! You're hurting my feelings. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I wanted to ask the guys a question.
This is the guys right here.
Roger.
10-4 there.
Roger, welcome.
All right.
Do you still get excited before you go on the air?
Yes. Are you kidding? Every day. It's highlight of my day.
I just always wondered. I would think it would be a thrill before you go on the air.
It is. Radio's my passion. I love doing this. I seriously have a thought every day coming to work. I'm really glad to be coming to do this. It's all I want to do since I was a little kid.
And I get violently, as you know, as has been the case for almost 13 years, violently ill, and people stay away from me because I get sick, physically sick.
That's the sign we're gonna have a good show. Mike's got it coming out both ends. Thank you.
You know, I try to do that every day, but sometimes you just can't produce.
That's okay. What'd you do today? Just
vomit today, yes.
You just vomited today.
Usually, in fact, all week it's been just vomit. And after a good weekend, though, usually Mondays are a guarantee both sides.
We get both, out of both tests.
Both ways.
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
A lot of people around the station actually wait to find out, hey, did Mike make?
Right.
Did Mike make?
Some people can, after this much time, you guys like Charles Broyhill can actually tell by the sound. Both sides.
Hello.
John Wright.
Hey.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a great woodcutter thing for you. The show, the movie Rumble in the Bronx.
Jackie Chan?
Huh?
With Jackie Chan?
Yes. They have this scene where the bad guy's looking for these diamonds.
Right.
Now, they find these two guys in this gang, and they're beating the heck out of him trying to find these diamonds. They're in front of this woodcutter, and they put one of the guys in the woodcutter and let the other guy sit underneath while whatever comes out of the back end goes on it.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Mm. I vaguely remember. I'm a big Jackie Chan fan.
Is it a chipper or a woodcutter? What
no,
I mean?
It was a wood chipper. They put and they.
Yeah.
They
cool.
Not only.
Hello.
Oh,
now
we
lost him.
He just drove into a chipper.
Yeah. That guy Jackie Chan's pretty cool. He does all his own stunts too.
Got a new movie coming out, doesn't he?
Yeah, just like his old movies. He should just take his old movies and like run them backwards. People wouldn't know the difference.
Okay, we're gonna hang him from a helicopter, and he goes right through the billboard.
The best part of his movies are the end credits when they show him screwing up when he's trying to do many stunts,
and he gets hurt. Right?
Yeah, they show him like falling a story down, and he gets up and his arms all out of socket. He gets up and goes, "I'm okay, I'm okay, Jackie Chan,
Joe."
Yeah, he's cool. He's good. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Don.
Yeah. F you.
How you like that, huh?
F you.
And your families, too.
You garbage. F you. There's no controversy here.
I don't want a controversy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
I'm just acting like Charles Barkley now. I said Charles Broyle when I meant Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley always with a love affair for the press.
Hey, I saw Charles Barkley with a funny clip on ESPN. You know that guy Clyde the Glide?
Oh, yeah.
Clyde Drexler?
Mm-hmm.
So he quits the Houston Rockets.
Right.
He's going to be the coach of his old college.
Right.
And they're doing the story about him on ESPN. Everybody said, oh, it's great. Clyde will be a great coach. Oh, we're really going to miss him. Because of Charles Barkley, he says... He doesn't know what he's getting into.
Really?
Yeah, he's not prepared for this job.
Oh,
Charles Barkley.
So slamming the guy. Charles Barkley tells it like it is. And
he's
then he throws
right.
you through a plate glass window if he doesn't like it.
He's okay, Charles Barkley. Chucky B.
And that was a little guy that did that, right? That threw the the glass of booze on Charles Barkley. He's like a real short guy, so he probably figured that Charles Barkley wouldn't do anything because he's short. No way.
Right.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me. And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy.
A controversy.
I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
And that's the best part. F you and your families,
too.
Now let's talk about the game.
There he is, totally in control of the situation.
Yeah. I hope he becomes governor of whatever southern state it is that he's from. He has threatened people that he's I think it's Alabama.
Right.
That he's
going
to go back and run for governor of Alabama. Can you picture all the white people in Alabama that would have to move? If Charles Barkley became governor of Alabama.
First gubernatorial debate, he would just say, F you and your families, too.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How about the shower scene of Scarface? The chainsaw.
Oh, there's, man,
that's
to
a
me,
good one.
That is, to me, one of the most horrific
good
scenes.
One.
But you got to watch it over and over again.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's another great one to watch with a group of guys.
Yeah.
That's another one that will elicit a huge laugh.
Now the leg, eh?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No, I know. I'm sorry. My name is Bob Franklin. I thought you had a name.
Don, it's Bob Franklin.
My name is Don, and that's my friend Mike Bob Franklin, which is why when we answer the phone, we say Don and Mike Show.
Bob, have you had a chance to meet Buzz Burbank?
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you guys as we speak. And
Buzz,
I feel
it's
like
Bob,
real,
it's Bob Franklin
like
on the line, Buzz.
Is this the Bob Franklin?
Yes, it is. The one, the only Geek of the Week.
Yeah, right, Bobby.
Listen, I got your number. I was trying to get in touch with your producer, and I didn't know it was going in directly to you.
Bob Franklin calling.
Bobby F.
A golf complex in which I want to make available to you and your people for some type of fundraiser, a golf event.
How about for a big orgy?
That's
we'll all come out and get
too.
Drunk and trash your place. How would that
last
go?
Year, I know you guys did the underwear open. I'd certainly like to be able to put my place up.
Naked golf.
Exactly. Outstanding.
You know, you listen, you don't want naked golf.
Well, not with Don. I mean, not with Mike there.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, I mean,
thanks
that's
a lot.
Bottom of my heart.
I just picture, you know, one of those driving ranges with everybody nude.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, buddy.
Bob Franklin sanctioned this, and we're all golfing naked.
Bob Franklin. What do you want, Bob?
I want to offer my golf facility for a fundraising event to raise money for any one of your charities.
We're not raising money for any more charities.
At all during this calendar year?
No, we're not, because we got burned by Children's Hospital. So all charities can go to hell.
Well, what do you say to that, Bob Franklin?
I have no rebuttal whatsoever.
Sure.
All right, tell your sister Bonnie I said hey.
I certainly will.
All right, goodbye.
Actually, that's my wife. Bye-bye. Right.
Okay. Bye. Bonnie Franklin, she had the 8 tennis balls in her mouth.
That's Bob Franklin, everybody.
Thank you, Bob.
BF. Bob Franklin. I just want to offer my services to you.
Yeah, if it was a Bob Franklin, it was a Bob Franklin deal that we just turned down, a BFD.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Dynamite, how you doing, guys?
Hey, great, thank you.
How you doing, Buzz?
Hey, all right.
I just want to tell you guys, no matter how much of a really good time when I hear you guys on the radio, makes everything real good when I get in the car.
Well, that, you know, it's so much nicer to talk to you than it is to talk to Mr. Bob Franklin.
But, sir, if you run out to Bob Franklin's place, he'll let you golf nude.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thank you. That's real nice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike about the Scarface movie.
What about Scarface?
We used to play this drinking game. I'm in the Navy. We used to play this drinking game that every time anyone in the movie would say the F word, you had to do a shot of beer.
Oh, then you'd be drunk after like 5 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, because we counted at one time. It was like 110 before we turned the movie off.
Oh, my
you know,
God.
A couple of weeks ago, I heard Navy jargon for a Monica. Have you ever heard, are you familiar with the concept of air start?
Air start?
Yeah, have you ever heard that one?
No, I haven't heard that one.
I get it. I get it.
That's what a guy that was familiar with, like jet fighters.
Roger.
They call it an air start.
Roger, over. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.